Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 12.
School of Gawk!
Even though it's Gog, fucking subs. Anyway. And God, here comes the Donkey Kong noises.
What are you talking about?
Jack Black actually trained Escape and Enter? Oh. And Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh,
Lord.
There's no noises coming out of my Wii remote.
There isn't!
Yes, there is.
Any noises come out of your Wii remote, too? That was funny.
Good times.
And great oldies. Cool, 105.
Oldies 104.3.
What? That's not right. That's only in the alternate universe.
Well, that's what it is here. And this
I get to listen to Slacker and Steve when I'm in California. I can't do this.
The only place that matters.
I'm excited that we all have to wait and laugh at the newscasters that aren't. They don't really exist. I mean, think about it. There are other newscasters in different states. You guys have different newscasters, too. That blows my mind. You don't have Mike Lennis in the 24/7 Weather Center.
We also don't have Wei Wong, either.
She got fired for being Wong.
Okay, so, one-ups.
Onesies!
Nope.
Damn it, Gretchen. Not gonna happen.
Alright, so Friday, I was at the casino and I won money, which is good because I had people to pay.
Who'd you have to pay?
Ami and my mom.
What do you owe your mother for? She's your mother.
And stuff. So, anyway.
Oh, God! Pay his mother for services rendered?
Oh, God. So you're just getting wrong now. This is like that scenario that Chenix wrote up. Stop it.
He apologizes for that, by the way.
I saw that.
It's okay, bro. Anyway.
I don't care. He's still fired from the RRR fan club.
Oh. It's like that Power Rangers fan club. You get stickers. We teach you about morals.
We get an exclusive DVD. No. Exclusive VHS. We're kicking it old school.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what we're going to do. Morphicon. We're all three going to get in a room and just film a video of us on VHS.
That's gross.
That sounded wrong. I was supposed to be funnier. But, damn. That went dirty. Yeah, that went really bad. It's supposed to be funny. Damn it. It would make those noises. It is us three sitting there doing that thing where you put your finger in your mouth making that popping noise. That sounds even wronger. Why aren't you stopping me? Somebody keep going.
So I got a replica Master Sword that's cool and some manga.
That Brian can take on Hyrule.
Some random Bumblebee memorabilia. And Stampy, because that's actually what I wanted from Big Bad Toy Store. But I refused to pay more in shipping than actual Stampy. So I was like, I need to find more things to buy.
Is that Bumblebee thing that had you thinking, I should just buy main releases?
Something happened. I don't remember.
Because whenever I pass, like, really stupid Bumblebee things, like the super kitty ones that have, like, Ronald McDonald's face on them, I'm like, I wonder if Brian has to buy that.
What was it? I don't remember what it was. Oh, it was the exclusive Terracon Bumblebee.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I want it. I mean, I'm going to get it because it's a Bumblebee that's like an actual figure. But it just kind of like made me think. I'm like, why am I buying this?
Does he have a shelf again now?
Not yet.
You're telling me that his shelf was taken by Figure Arts for like a year. And then the Figure Arts moved. And now has a new tenant of other Figure Arts. And Bumblebees are still in the box?
Yes.
They can pass around like a Katrina victim.
Hey. I find that slightly offensive, sort of, but not really.
Can't find proper housing.
Right. So, then on Sunday I went shopping. My main goal was to go to Toys R Us because they're like, buy one Creo, get one 50% off. I'm like, okay. And I had a spend $50, you get $10 off coupons. So I'm like, okay, I'll get these two, and that'll be enough for my coupon. And then I walk down the aisle a little bit more, and they're like, buy one Mega Block, get one 50% off. I'm like, you fuckers. And so I got the Claw Armor Megazord and that little thing with the Clawzord and the Mooger fighting
that?
Each other. I don't know, but...
Did you open it?
What?
That Clawzord Mooger thing. I'm like, what is that?
No, I think it's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. You just like bash them into each other and then they break.
Oh. Okay.
And so also while I was there, I found the Retro Fire Claw Battlezord. I'm like, review, and I grabbed it.
Is he cool?
He's probably one of my favorite Retro Fires, but he still sucks.
Yeah, the articulation stuff still sucks, but he looks cool.
But he does look really cool.
I like the Samurai Megazord's design.
Yeah. And then I got from Target Omniverse Ben and Rook. They're the only ones they had. They had like 3 Bens and 2 Rooks or something. I felt like it was a preview wave or something.
I don't know. Because it was Blocks and Feedback supposed to be in the first wave.
Isn't it supposed to be 2 Bens, Rook, and Blocks and Feedback?
Well, I don't know. That's possible that was 2 different boxes. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, there's a little Ben's on the back of the box.
Oh, like 11-year-old Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Little Ben and Big Ben.
Is that what he calls penis?
From what I've
Ben?
Heard, it's just 16-year-old Ben, Feedback, Blocks, and Rook in the first wave. I guess little Ben could be there.
I don't know. But anyway, I found those 2
penis?
And I bought them.
They're
something
tiny.
About penis. So then I was out today, and I basically... The Target resets finally happened after that guy lied to me for a week.
Brian freaked out and just bought everything.
My Target finally decided it was cool to stock Zords. So I got the Scorpion Creature.
It's a creature.
I'm filming this review. I'm like, it's not even a Zord. It's a creature. the Tiger Tank, which is actually pretty neat.
Is it?
These 4 cars that are like helmets and they flip. They're really stupid. I don't know why.
They're face cars. Face car race cars.
The Omnitrix Touch, because I wanted to buy more Ben 10 toys. And Kingdom Hearts 3D, which I may or may not be playing right now. And that's all. Fun round here. Except now I've got 5 billion Power Ranger toys to review. It's like, this isn't helping me getting my Tamashii stuff done.
I know, that happens to me. I'm like, all right, all this June stuff recorded, new Power Ranger store, new Ben 10 toy. Damn it! I want to get my stuff on that Portuguese site, so I have to get it out. That sounded wrong. Just stop me. Something.
I'm trying to stop you, but they won't let me.
I guess. Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
I can segue into my turn. Let's see. I'm trying to remember my individual shopping trips. Well, I did. I also found the Scorpion Creature. I was so surprised because the morning I found it, I was just thinking, I'm pretty sure that eBay dude just stole it from factory or something. Because, I feel like it's been forever since we've seen him.
Yeah.
And then I go to Target and I have him. Holy shit, I was just thinking about you. It was like Destiny. And I did see a bunch of that other stuff, and I just... The gloves just looked too stupid. I didn't know what to make of the race cars. And the helmet pissed me off because it has stupid eye holes in it, which is basically the equivalent of putting eye holes in sunglasses. What did I get? I found the... at Target, I found all 5 Super Mega Mode Rangers, and... I was so mad because they didn't have the Shogun Rangers. They had everyone but him. And it seems so weird because usually I can tell when people have been through there because there's several missing. But this one was just that one. But the place was a mess, so I'm still convinced it was somewhere in that Target.
Okay. None of my Targets stocked the figures, so...
It was that one and then one other one that did. A bunch of other ones have done the reset, but they didn't put those out.
Yeah.
And then, so I finally did find the Shogun Ranger at my Walmart. And I got him, and I'm like, yay, loose legs, and now you're even more tipsy because you have stupid, giant shoulders. Let's see, what else did I get? Looking around at stuff I got. I found they put Fall of Cybertron figures out at my Target, except they only got 2 Optimuses at my Target, so I just bought one.
I went to one Target, and they put them out, except I looked at them, I was like, Power Ranger toys. Just left.
Well, because the only one I wanted to get right away was Optimus, because the $15 thing pisses me off. I'm like, this
it
is
really
almost
does.
A Voyager class.
You're paying more for less toy, because they're smaller than Deluxes have been recently.
Shockwave looks like the tiniest.
And oddly enough, he's the coolest, probably.
Because I went to Toys R Us a couple weeks ago, actually, and I saw Jazz, and I was like, oh, $15, this will be cheaper at Target. And it wasn't.
I know, that's crazy.
So, I did see Jazz and Shockwave today at another Target, but I decided I'm going to wait for some kind of sale or coupon or something. I'm not sure. But I wanted to get Optimus just because I'm like, well, I'm Optimus because he's my favorite. I'm like, I'm one of those people that just likes all the main characters ever. Oh, and I got that. I decided to get that Amazing Spider-Man Marvel Select thing at Barnes & Noble because it was only like a couple dollars cheaper online, and by the time I paid shipping.
That's neat.
But I haven't opened him yet, but he looks really cool. And I found the Bulzooka. I haven't opened it yet because I've been busy buying other things, but it makes cow noises.
Whoa.
I fully expect sound effects for future Bullzord episodes when Samurai Summary Masuki's returns for its finale run. But I think that's it. I'm hoping to find those stupid little Ben 10 figures. I need to buy that 10-speed cycle because I got people wanting me to review it.
Yeah, that was a stupid question.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
You want me to review more Ben 10 toys? Yeah.
Stupid little
looks
kids.
Looks like you're in for the entire line now, bro.
Yeah, I had to buy that stupid, like, chemistry set that comes with, like, a Rip Jaws that looks like a dork.
Well, just think, next year we'll have Mega Force Mummeries with Mishuki.
With Mishuki. It's got, like, an accent. I'm still playing the samurai jingle on the belt and saying, Samurai's forever, just because it's funny. All right, well, I think that's it.
Well, I picked up today Kingdom Hearts 3D, and I finally got Pokemon Conquest, so hooray.
I also got a plane ticket. That was fun.
I've got my plane ticket from Morphicon.
And we have to travel 6 days and 7 nights.
Just like to get there.
We're both traveling with Harrison Ford and Anne Hesh.
When I get there, Dawson's gonna be waiting for me with a sign marked asshole. That's gonna be fun.
Ass clown.
Oh, ass clown. Excuse me, ass clown.
You go up to the guy with the one that says asshole, you're gonna get abducted. The guy heading to the porn studio. This is California. You have to be careful.
It's true. What else did I get? My Omni box arrived today with Go Buster Beat, the Stag, Beetle Jet, Scorpion figure art. Well, Scorpion Zodiart, Venus's figure of Scorpion. Scorpion Zodiart, Akiba Blue, Stronger, Deno Sword Form, Module Set 3, and Figma Samus.
I think you need to watch Akiba Ranger now.
No.
Why would you get the figures then? That's a shocking revelation that I'm just hearing about.
That I got the figures?
Mm-hmm.
How was it a revelation? You saw me with the vlog where I got Akiba Red.
That was clearly the first time I had ever heard of it.
I don't know what's happening right now.
You should watch the show.
Your mother's a whore. And... Okay, oh, I have a fun story. So...
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay, well... Right, I was at Karate tonight, Lyle. First of all, last Thursday I had my belt test, and I'm now second degree black belt. Yay for me!
So let's not insult Kevin in person, Ryan. Remember?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as it was, right? I already got screwed because I had a partner. My dad tested for his first degree, and our other instructor tested for his third degree. And because of the way we do things, I had to partner with both of them to do the stuff that required a partner. So in addition to doing my own shit, so while they're all resting. Right, like the other guy's resting while I'm partnered with my dad. My dad's resting while I'm doing my stuff and stuff with the other guy. I got no break time whatsoever. So I was like dying at the end of this belt test. Almost didn't make it. I was really pissed off. Couldn't breathe. It was awful. But I passed. That's the important
thing. I didn't know you were talking about a karate tournament. That would sound very dirty.
Probably.
Well, the other guy was resting and I was just exhausted. I didn't get a break.
Tonight I was in class. And I was working with this group of little kids, and
one
of them is this little five-year-old named Elijah, right? And Elijah's mixed. He's like half black, half white. So he's I don't know why that's important, but it gives you a good mental image of this child, right? And he's adorable, right? So I don't know what possessed him to say this, but we were doing forms, and he looks up at me, and he goes – the blue Power Ranger's name is Kevin, too. And I'm like, no. He's like, no, you don't. I'm like, yes, I do. I'm like, I know who these people are, right?
Kevin had a trivia showdown with this little kid.
I did, actually, because then he goes, and the green one is, and I go, Mike. And he said, Mike, right behind me. And I go, yeah, and the red one's Jaden and the gold one's Antonio. And he stopped for a second, didn't know what to say, and just goes, I bet you don't know who the pink and the yellow one are. I'm like, me and Emily. Right? So we're going back and forth. This is like a 5-minute ordeal with this little kid in the middle of class, right?
He just doesn't believe you.
Yeah, he doesn't believe that I know who these people are, right?
It's like the kid at Morphicon.
And then so he goes, he goes, I bet you don't know all the ones that were with Scott. So I go, okay. Like, Scott, Flynn, Summer, Dylan, Ziggy, Jem, and Gemma. He goes, who's that? I'm like, the gold and silver ones. He goes, oh.
Lawyered.
I'm like, I know these people. Right? I'm trying to explain to them. And I'm like, he's like, well, the Power Rangers aren't real. I'm like, yes, they are. Yes, they are. He's like, no, they're not. I'm like, yes, they are. I'm going to go meet them in California in a week. He's like, no, you can't. They're not real. He's having this argument with his child in class about the Power Rangers. This is the same child that at a tournament a while back, I started having an argument with him because he said something about, like, how he has the Darth Maul figure. And I'm like, I have one, too. He goes, well, mine turns into his ship. I go, so does mine.
It's fantastic.
Like, we have the same figure. He's like, no, mine shoots his lightsabers. I go, so does mine. We have the same figure. He goes, no, we don't. I go, yes, we do.
And that's when Kevin just decided to kick him.
It was hilarious. Like, well, that was, he asked me one time, my dad wasn't in class, and he goes, where's your dad? And I go, he's at work. And he goes, well, how did you get here? I drove here. I have my own car. He goes, you can drive? Yes.
You're only like 24.
Like, it was hilarious. Like, this is what goes on. This is what I deal with on a regular basis.
Oh, that's great.
With the little kids in karate. Yeah. What do you mean? You don't know who the Power Rangers are? Yes, I do. I know them.
I watched the show.
We do a podcast about it.
I watched the show. I'm following them on Twitter. I know who they are. I was about to be like, yeah, well, his name's really Najee, but I just want to confuse him. I would be like, well, his name's not really Kevin, you know that, right? Totally blow
hashtag
his mind.
What the fuck?
Like, it was hilarious. Like, these kids don't believe me when I tell them things. Like, you know, I do. One of our little kids one time didn't believe me that I knew all about Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, no, I watched it too, bro. It's not like a new show. Like, I realize that you're seeing it for the first time, but of course so am I. But I was at least aware of it before then. I know, like, it's just hilarious, like, the things some of these children say to me.
I was wondering today if there's any, like, kids or, like, tweens or just any somebody our age that just doesn't use the internet that well that watch Dragon Ball Z Kai and then is watching GT and wondering if they missed something. Because Nicktoons airing it?
Yeah.
Like, wondering that. Because, like, I was like, well,
like Oob comes in and they go, who's this guy?
Who's Majin Buu? Who's Goten? Who's Pan? Who's, well, I guess Hercule wasn't, see, but still, it's just funny.
Yeah, but he wasn't exactly friends with him because it was Cell, and he was like, oh, this is all fucking magic shit, and I don't believe you.
They skipped two, skipped three and went straight for four?
It's poor kids.
Now it's my vortex. Prepare to get action whacked, and they just have Tina Fey doing the promo.
Prepare to get action whacked off.
We're going to get whacked off. Steve Carell. We're not going to get whacked off.
Okay. So, for the what's news, we've got one article. Good job. Tarminus put up his the month in gaming for July of 2012. So if you've been living under a rock and don't know what's going on in the gaming scene,
and you don't
feel
know
free
about
to check that out.
It's those same people.
Also, if you don't know who Tarminus is, that
what about sane people?
Sand people?
Yeah, sand people.
No, Saiyan people. You're on a different level of nerd reference there.
Oh, man. And in the reviewing scene, since we don't have any other articles to talk about, we have some PlayArt's Kai Batman going on, and Metal Symphony put up Fire Rodan Monster Arts theme.
Look, I swear, okay, I'm going to get around to posting my 2 months of reviews that I didn't put on the site yet.
Good job. That's it. So
everyone's waiting. What other reviews do they have? Nothing. Shinken Pink and Shinken Yellow are on the way sometime in 2013. Look out for them.
Oh yeah.
Early 2013, they might get pushed back.
Maybe. Probably.
Brian's gonna title his shit like Figure Arts Mia and Emily and like get 20 billion views, and we're all gonna be like, God damn it, Brian. You posted the video 4 years after the rest of us, and you still got more views.
Yep, you don't know. So now on to the nudes.
I'm nude. Yay,
nudes.
Last week we talked about some new figure arts, Super One and Kiwami Decade and stuff, and
Genocider.
So yeah, that
space
too.
Suit.
Space suit, epic space suit. Obviously, that one's the most important one. Space suit.
Hi, Diddy Kong. I'm not playing a video game, I swear.
No.
I'm
not watching Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest is on?
Yep.
Sweet.
Oh, fuck.
It's on Cinemax.
I don't have Cinemax. God damn it.
I do.
We know what Dawson's actually watching then.
And so I was like, I wonder if when I get the email, whether there'll be any surprises. And it turns out they had one in store, Knight Survive, and he looks fucking epic.
It was so exciting, I thought it was a dream. Literally.
Really, I thought it was a dream. Anyway.
Actually, I think I kind of thought, like, I didn't know what to think either, because I woke up and saw mine, too. My text from Brian being like, Knight Survive was in my email. I didn't know what to do. I was like, ah!
Day disappeared through Kevin.
So yeah,
I'm Beatus' avatar in the real world.
All sorts of epic, and we should be buying him in about an hour, which may or may not be in the podcast. I'm not sure.
We don't know. Future past.
Gonna go with probably not, but...
We're time travelers, bitches. Get used to it.
Time traveler, bitch, and what?
I'm the Shukwin Shinobi, bitch, and what?
We want you for our reviews. Stupid age limit. Sorry, children.
We got some... We got some Wizard scans.
Are you a wizard?
So our first one is showing all four of his base forms with their giant faces in the back. Hold on. This is some kind of super secret poster. You can hardly see Hurricane Style because it's got a glare. This says flare. He means glare, I promise. And you can see, I guess that's their ring, you know, at the top there. Looking all spiffified.
Oh, look like those Power Rangers cars. No? Okay.
All right, good. In the next picture, we can see a little chibi wizard with eyes. It looks freaky. We see him playing with his rings, and there's some ring there. I guess it's the kick strike ring, which will do his rider kick, the strike wizard. So that's cool. In the next shot, we see him looking at Forza and Meteor like, what the fuck are you guys doing? We also see him fighting Virgo and looks like Sagittarius and Pisces. I think it's Pisces. Gemini is in there for some reason. He's got the sword and the gun, and he's just standing around, you know, being like, look at my ring. I stand here like a queer. Flame Style channels the burning power of fire through the weapon to perform various finishers. Like, I couldn't figure that out based on the fact that it's Flame Style. So the next scan, we got some more flame sword gun shit. We got some pictures of finishers and the phantoms. The enemies are called phantoms. The sword gun finishers are the shooting strike and the slash strike. On the right hand of the page, we have we see a picture of Soma Haruto, his de-untransformed personage form, and his stats. No one cares about all that. We can kind of see a glimpse of the transformation, you know, his little movements or whatever. That's cool. The next one, we see the Rider kick, and we see a couple of phantoms at the bottom. That's kind of neat. They are born from/created by a number of special people. Their goal is to take over the world in order to create new phantoms. The disposable little like grunts or whatever are called ghouls. We see his flame style ring and him holding up his ring like, look at my ring, bitches. Kiss it. And you kiss his dick or something. I don't know. Then we see a picture of him. Is he fighting an Inanashi? What the fuck is that? Is that a Mooger, Brian? Why is there a Mooger in the shot? I don't know.
Which one?
The one where he's kicking?
Brian's too busy saving the princess.
I don't look anything like a Mooger. What are you talking about? Oh.
In the face?
Oh, it does kind of look like a Mooger.
Well, what the fuck?
It's not a Mooger, though.
No, I know. It's the guy from the bottom of the last picture. He looks like he's Rider kicking him in the face. Or in the crotch. I'm not sure.
It does kind of look like a Mooger.
He's scanning the ring to do the kick.
Oh, wait, Kevin?
Yeah.
That ring, the hand with the ring on it? Or
yeah.
The ring with the hand on it, rather. Like, it's a legit ring, so you need to get it.
Don't talk to me, Brian. Shut up. We see him with the bike, right? Then we see him, which is the machine winger. Looks pretty cool bike. We see he's
machine winger.
Fuck you. He's doing the Rider kick. He scans the kick ring. An image of the ring appears behind him for whatever reason. And then he decides to do take off, go on wings, and then he kicks. I don't know why, but he does it that way. You see his little trench coat flaring out.
That was the picture that we seen where they were holding up his coat like some sort of.
Oh, no way! Oh, that's why it looks the same. Thank you.
There's people behind him. There's people behind him. They're invisible. They're trying to silence me. It's on a
we
squeak.
See some other cast members. The chick and the sidekick and the detective. We also see some of his adversaries named Yugo and Misa.
Yugi?
No, Yugo.
Where?
And then we see a bunch of his rings. So we see the four style rings. We see the kick strike ring, the copy ring, the connect ring, and two unknown rings that think kind of illegible. Apparently he uses the connect ring to summon the gun.
Milo.
That's what it says down here. We see more shots of him using the bike and doing jumping and being cool. The bike appears. Shut up. The bike appears to have the little red face on it. I wonder if it can change colors or whatnot. I don't know. I hope so. That'd be cool. But no, we see him using the sword gun, and we see they're showing you the connect ring and that it summons the gun sword.
I hope the motion sensor works better on it. No. No. Okay.
What?
Connect motion sensing.
Our final picture shows the other three styles. You can see Hurricane a little better in this one. And then it shows you that, look, they can bend their respective elements with it. Oh, that explains what water style can do. It can earth bend. Because I couldn't tell what water style did on its own.
That's serious gold power.
That's cool. Yeah, they're pretty fucking shiny. So we're going to see lots of casts. I mean, lots of crew picks in here. And we do have a comment by Chenix.
Hi, Chenix. He said hi to
me. Yeah, it says, Wizard's sexy and he knows it. His hopes is figure art. This is a stupid sentence. I'm not even going to read it. But he says also, hi, Brian.
Hi.
It was a stupid sentence. Like, I hope it's not four actual figure arts. Well, of course it is. That's a stupid sentence. Just it.
Oh my god.
Tell me that's not a stupid sentence.
Well, why would they not make it four separate figures?
Hence the stupid sentence aspect of it.
I like here in this bike picture, well, I already commented how he's faster than a speeding minivan, but that he's too busy to help these people that are in the turned over car, so he's just jumping over them. He's like, I gotta get somewhere. You're in the way, just get out of the car, it'll explode. I've learned that from GTA.
Like, I like all these skins. Like, he just looks awesome.
He does.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I completely agree.
I'm just upset that the illusions of his kick is shattered because I know there's people doing that for him. I thought it was real.
I like that. There's so much I like about him. Like, I keep desperately, and I do mean desperately, hoping that his show is good. Like, and I'm concerned because of the fact that I'm liking everything I see, that I'm not going to end up liking the end of product. Because that's our luck.
At least he looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Looks are all that really matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Everything just looks really cool. I like the one page that shows off, like, most of the rings and stuff. What's the ring with his face on it?
Like, what?
Not the style rings, but there's, like, an ability ring with his face on.
FaceTime.
Are you sure that's not... Wait, hold on.
It's the one right below the hand.
Hold on. That's not Lance style?
No, that's right below Flame style.
Oh, I see what you're looking at now. Okay, I had to go to the picture.
Know what I'm saying?
Go fuck yourself. I don't know.
Is the hand the connect ring?
No, that's the one. The bottom right one is the connect ring.
The one with the Dragonair and the loop.
Dragonair? Yeah. Where's Dragonite?
It looks like a Dragonite.
The one
Iris has one. Sorry.
Yeah, bitch got one straight away. I had to work my ass off to level it up to level fucking 55.
And yours didn't even have a disgruntled face like hers.
That bitch got a little axe you that can't even do any attacks, but she just gets a Dragonite straight away. Fuck you, ho, and your fucking afro. Goddamn bitch. I'm sorry. What now?
Discussion. Oh, sorry.
But that's the copy ring above it. I know that much. And then the big ring that comes with the Switch set.
The bling ring.
Fuck you.
Does he get a ring pop? I assume.
The thing is that we can't read them because it's blurry or something.
Yeah.
But he does, I don't know, does he get a baby bottle pop? I don't know.
Lick it, slam it, and suck it, or something like that.
God, that sounds dirty.
Eating it very early. It's mainly a product for girls.
Is that why you like them?
Oh, Lord. I stepped right into that one.
Yeah.
Stepped into a lot of things today.
Yeah.
Started off with the video, the three of us.
Okay, so...
Look, that turned me on,
Is that all for Epic Wizard?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to talk about vomit, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Alright, let's see. Open Forza story.
No!
There we go. So in addition to scans of Wizard, we got scans of Forza. so we see, first off, Forza fighting something that looks like the Arnosca Dopant. Turns out it's actually Sagittarius's supernova. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Oh my god, I was just going to do that.
So in the upcoming episodes, he's going to reveal his identity to the Kamen Rider Club.
He's Protozoa?
Forza's going to have to try and stop him from going into space. He's going to have to use all of his states to stop him, including rocket states. Now, this part of the scan on the bottom left here is the weird fucked up part. There's three little cartoons here. One shows Gamma summoning all the previous horoscopes to help him. The second shows Cosmic States battling Sagittarius. And the third shows Forza accompanied by previous riders, Blade, Oz, Ichigo, Nigo, Stronger, Fives, Amazon, and Black RX. Apparently, according to the web, this is probably just three possible endings for the show. I don't know if any of those... Decent, but what?
I was thinking, why would they film possible endings? But I guess it's just like a trivia thing. That'd be funny if they did film alternate endings, though.
For Forza. Like Ryuki, except
worse. Oh, God. I think that then the one with all the writers is just that one from that weird alternate DVD that I just wasted like 30 minutes of my life on. I still can't get that time back, and I'm kind of upset about it.
Then we have some movie pictures. So we see... actually, it's a couple movie pictures. But first, we see Shit States battling these vehicle modes of... either piloted by or alternate forms of Ground Dane and Sky Dane. The Red Planes, the Sky Jet, the Blue Tanks, the Ground Car.
You know, they kind of look like those things you see at Big Lots. They're like super power officers or whatever. Just saying.
Then we see that the XVII mecha form will appear in the film as an homage to Daitetsujin 17. Some more stupid shit being thrown into our Kamen Rider movies because they can't just leave themselves alone. Nope. Then we see Power Dizer and his two Power Dizing buddies.
This is what the show should have been, just about a squad of buddy cop Power Dizers. And so, how they solve crime and dealt with their personal issues.
We see the Jake Dizer and the Queen Dizer here with Power Dizer, presumably named after the Power Dizer alternate pilots. So are they going to pilot them? Is that like the whole idea?
I would assume so, yeah.
The fuck's Queen?
Miu, or Mi, whatever her name is.
Miu. Oh, okay.
Japanese.
Kazushiro Miu.
So Japei and Jake. And then I was thinking, well, how come Tank doesn't get one? And then I realized he is Power Dizer. Because Kengo, I don't know if he could pilot. Is he sick still? I don't know.
He's sick because he's the core switch or something.
I think he took Dayquil, but he's fine now. But
that's something we failed to mention while we were discussing Forze. We had this long-ass discussion about Forze. We just completely failed to mention the whole, like, Kengo, like, ricocheting whatever the hell happened with Capricorn. I don't know.
What?
We forgot to mention Capricorn showed up in the last episode.
Yeah.
That's because the club just kind of suck.
The club? There's a club called Capricorn in Landview.
Oh.
It's because Dawson hates Forze so much, his summaries kind of leave things out.
I leave the main points. You should have either watched the episode of Ben Kiefer, or you shouldn't be listening. I don't go around reading reviews and stuff of things that I haven't watched yet. It's silly.
Look, you do what you want, little girl, okay? Don't complain to me. Good. Are we done here?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, pretty soon we're going to be getting, you know, Figure Art exclusive, you know, Toei Hero Net and, like, Ishinomori Web of these other two Dizers or some shit like that. Because you know how our luck runs.
You know how horrible Toei Hero Net would be on those things?
Oh, he's going to have, like, a back a van up into him and get it for you guys.
I know, it's like an extra $5.
I'm upset.
A whole extra $5 when we could just not have to buy it at all, yeah. They could just not make them and spare us the money, but nope, they want our money. They want cock and my cock or something like that.
They definitely want my cock.
Oh, God. That's like the quote of the podcast right there. Critics agree. They definitely want my cock. I don't know why.
The critics are Bandai.
Both.
Okay.
Okay.
Is mine next?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we got some Power Rangers news. Yay!
Cock.
So, we've already got some more random Megaforce merchandise popping up with these little kind of stylized vinyl figures by Toma. They kind of remind me of like those, what are those, the Mighty Mugs, sort of?
Yeah.
They're like sort of different. They have like better proportions.
They remind me of a mix of like Mighty Mugs and like that Pop series.
Yeah.
With the Spider-Man and Iron Man and shit.
They have like everybody in that. But so it's kind of like that. They reveal they're going to be collaborating with Bandai and Kevin. Kevin has a lot of input into these designs, in particular the sponsors they put up by their breasts.
Wait, what about breasts? What?
I don't know. But they showed off two here.
Wait, I heard breasts. Hold on. What's going on?
Never mind. Never mind that. Never mind that now. Megaforce Red and Megaforce Blue, and they also showed Robo Knight, or they showed Megaforce Red and Megaforce Blue in physical form, and then they showed sketches of Robo Knight and MMPR Megazord, Zomg MMPR, and MMPR Red, Zomg MMPR, and Go Say Great, Zomg Go Say Great. So, we're not sure if those other ones will be made yet, but they are, and we're not sure how they're going to be released yet, but...
I like how Chenix is like, they took advice from SIC Decade by getting buff. And I agree with Eddie Gallardo when he says that they look adorable, because they really do.
Yeah.
I definitely want that insert Name of American Go Say Great here. I want to see the mecha, because I think the mecha have, like, opportunity to be really adorable.
It'd be awesome to have a whole, like...
And I want, like all the mechas.
It'd be awesome. Can you imagine a Datus or a Daigaio? Oh my god, that would be awesome.
It's like chibi eyes.
And... Really, it's like a chibi gibby. It's chibi Jesus. It's Chibis. Wait, that sounds like Furbus's brother.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is that the noise he makes?
That sounded like a Datus orgasm. Datusgasm?
But I think they look neat. Their chest bother me a bit, but...
Yeah, it kind of looks like they put a saucer up there. I'm not sure.
But I like the concept, and like I said, I really want to see how the MMPR Megazord and Go Say Great and stuff look.
Probably end up getting them, just because I like the Ghost Sager suits.
I like little vinyl figures, too, so...
I like things. I don't know if anyone's ever known that about us.
Wait, you collect things?
No, I gave up. I quit collecting. I'm higher above you now. I'm a much higher class human. So also in Power Rangers news, just like last year, we got some Power Rangers Samurai toys at McDonald's that Brian can just have shipped to him.
Yep.
This isn't as exciting as getting puss to lick your slit or something like that. Wait, that's wrong.
Excuse me?
No, what was it?
To drink the white liquid out of puss's straw or something.
Yeah. It's not quite as exciting as that, but we have another promotion coming up this August 24th of Super Samurai with a new set of toys. We get what is a Shark Saber. Bitch, that'd be a keychain. We have Super Mega Mode Green, Shark Attack Red, Super Mega Mode Blue, Mega Mode Gold, Black Box. Looks like a Bulzooka shooting a fist, at least in the picture. That's what it looks like. That's new meaning to the name Fisting. And I'm trying to figure out what the name of this drum is. I'm looking through the article now. Disc Buckles?
He says it's a... replica of the disc buckle, but I don't buy it. Like, I don't get it.
That's a replica of a contact lens case. But they look okay. I kind of... Oh, damn it. Just want the gold one, because it's gold, but he's holding it in such an awkward position. I mean, gold and red are holding it in the fat position. Blue's just kind of like, yeah, what up? And green's like, NYPD! That hand's banging on the door again. Mike's secretly undercover. Still...
Oh, that's great. I'm not excited for any of these, but I mean, I'll get them because I got the first set, but...
Just want gold.
Like, they're... I mean, Kiefer says, like, let us know by dropping a comment, and Igalaro said they look a lot better than the ones that released last year. I don't think they look that much better.
They look the same to me, except for the contact lenses.
I think they're a little bit better painted, and I mean, the Shark Saber, whatever the hell they called it, looks a lot better than the Fire Smasher did. But I mean, I don't think they look that much better, but I mean, they're certainly a little bit better, I think, but not by enough to really mention or bother with or anything like that. Like, I'd rather just have, like, just all figures. I don't know why.
I know. Instead of just random little weapons that are stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do that next year. I think next year they should just do one like they used to have those Disney figures that were like awesome that came in little VHS boxes. Yes. Does anybody else remember those? Those were fucking legendary. That's like, how good was it? We're Happy Meal toys? Like, that's one thing you can say we're better when we were little. Now look at these pieces of shit.
I know, like, the quality of Happy Meal toys seriously declined.
Feel like it's a happy set.
Happy set.
But there's nothing happy about it.
Like, I mean, the Pokemon ones that they had weren't bad. I don't know. I think it just kind of depends on how much they get paid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they didn't get paid
shit. Stupid
here.
Keeps the bond. Ha!
Right.
Right on.
All right.
Let's so, driving.
Next. Okay. So, next up, we have the next Morphinomenon has been announced, which is now the Mega Morphinomenon. So, it has been announced that it is Power Rangers Time Force, which excites me greatly.
Well, yeah, because it's Dan Southworth.
And it's longer than 30 episodes, so when it cycles, it'll be better.
So, no idea how long that will last and how sick we will get of Time Force by the time that happens, but...
I will never get sick of Dan Southworth.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. But no, I'm excited to see Time Force in, because I actually haven't how Brian seen does it in forever.
Whatever, bro.
Whatever.
Brian just stopped trying to give his thought. It's like, oh,
I mean, I don't have a thought besides that yay Time Force. I mean...
Well, that was a thought. What was I going to say?
Get up, bitch. You get know, up.
I think that for the...
Not you, Dawson.
That they should just air, like, maybe a 5-hour marathon or something, or a 10-hour instead of doing it all weekend, and looping, especially for the ones they started with. So you end up watching the series, like, 2.5 times or something like that? Maybe, like, 1.25? I'm not sure, because it's always odd. So it's just, like, maybe just do a special event of, like, a few hours to get people started and be like, oh, man, I want to watch this, and then start airing it regularly.
Yeah.
Although... Know. Suddenly, they started airing Dino Thunder and Jungle Fury again on Nicktoons.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I was happy. Like, I saw Power Rangers, and I'm like, oh, Samurai Ninja Storm, and it was like, welcome to the jungle. I'm like, fuck yes, I'm welcome. And I was never been happier to see Jungle Fury.
It's coming. It's coming.
I'm still sick of Dino Thunder from last time. I'm still sick of Ninja Storm. I was sick of Samurai after episode 2, but Jungle Fury is a little bit fresher again. I wanted to see RJ and Maurice, mainly.
Maurice.
You wanted to see fake MPH, just admit it.
I admit it. It's going to be Legend, not Dairy. No, it's going to be Delightful.
Well, not Dairy because he's lactose intolerant or something.
Almost.
It's going to be soy milk instead.
It's going to be... Oh, God. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all for that. And lastly... Woo! Just like the Halloween special, they're like, hey, look, let's put out the Christmas special because people want that. Yeah, no, we don't. But it's being packed with I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger and A Season to Remember. Thankfully, it does not come with Alpha's Magical Christmas.
So
that's the best Christmas special ever made ever.
The only Christmas movie you ever need to watch is Elf. That's all. It should come packed with Elf, then maybe I'd buy it.
No, it needs to come with that best holiday classic ever, Jingle All the Way.
Hell yeah.
Put the cookie down now! Yeah.
Stars Jake Lloyd.
Hell yes. He's a person and his name is Jamie. Jamie!
He wants the Turbo Man doll.
That's
got Sinbad.
And then Sinbad disappeared after that movie. And Sinbad was never seen again. You know, like how they have documentaries and afterwards they show what happened to the real people in, like, texts? That's what it says at the end of it now. And Arnold Schwarzenegger went to go fondle the maid. And Jake Lloyd went to go learn the ways of the Force. And Tom Arnold went to go do stuff. And the wife went on to be ugly. Still. I don't know what she did. She was one of those 90s people that disappeared as well.
Got it.
Your mama? Yeah, your mama.
October 16th. Which is nowhere remotely near Christmas.
That's silly.
Yeah, your mama.
I mean, I guess they could almost get those people that start celebrating Christmas on November 1st right after Halloween's over.
But why wait till after Halloween?
Then I'd do it on October 16th.
Exactly. Bitch.
So anyway, now that's all for the news.
Nudes!
And it's time for
Superhero Taimu. Go Busters!
And nobody! Yay!
Everyone reads.
So yes, because of the Olympics, they've done something good and beneficial for us aside, you know, from screwing with our TV channels. Is they have preempted Forza so that we get Go Busters all to ourselves this week.
I wish it was the Olympics every week.
People getting kicked out just for tweeting not nice things about other people. Yeah, that sounds like a fun time. So we're on episode 23. So it starts off, we're going to have a birthday party for Yoko. It's her birthday. She's turning 17, which means she has a legal age of consent in the state of Louisiana. And look, I know things, okay? Jin asked permission to come to her party for some reason. I guess he wasn't invited. They're like, oh, your invitation got lost in the mail. Yeah, that's it. We don't get mail in hyperspace. Well, we sent it. Okay. So, they're like, and as he walks off, you see, like, he kind of, like, buzzes in his back, and that was kind of weird. And you're like, whoa, that was weird. So, they get to the party. The Buddyroids sing a version of Happy Birthday that would probably give Kogami a heart attack. Like, it was awful and frightening. So, they have cake. Masato talks about Yoko's mother because he worked with her because she was a Megazord test pilot. And she's like, he's like, yeah, I always had her testing out my Megazords. I'm like, whoa. That's too much information, bro. That's just dirty. Meanwhile, Spacebar's talking to Messia. And he's like, oh, wee, 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 more French talk from me. And something about he doesn't care about Escape. And he's like, okay, good, because I can do what I want. I'm the man around here. He's like, whatever, I'm leaving. Fuck you. So he goes off. He's like, oh, God, that guy's fucking annoying. So he runs into Escape, and she's like, look at my cock. Look at my cock. And he's like, please stop saying that. And then she sees some kid who's for some reason walking alone, and he dropped whatever it was that he had, and she turns it into the Magnetroid. Right, so he goes around sticking people together. The Go Busters roll out, and the guy shoots them, and so Hiromu gets magnetically stuck to Nick Cheetah, and Jay gets stuck to Ryuji. So like, oh fuck. So they leave and they're like, oh, okay, well it's just the two of us. They get the other guys get shoved back into the poster. And so what they're gonna do is they're gonna get in order to keep from having to deflect all these little pin missile things the guy shoots at you for his magnet, they're gonna use the prototype protector armor thing that they're making. And the only problem is you can only use it when you're de-untransformed, which, I mean, isn't too much of a problem for Jin, because without Jay, he cannot transform or summon Go Buster Beat, because I still don't understand why it can't not go back to hyperspace, but whatever. So they, oh, shit. So, what happens? They go fight the Megazord, and they're all panicky. Like, we gotta do this because the Megazord's coming, and it's a Gamma, so we need Go Buster O. But we can't do it, everybody's stuck together. So we gotta beat this guy. So they put on their protector armor, which looks like really, like, let's say motocross armor. Like, motocross pads.
Basically.
And.
They got it at Storm Chargers.
Probably.
And Kelly got them the hookup.
Escape's there with her cock and starts shooting at them. And Jin's like, I got this because I'm just an avatar and I won't die from, I can just come back. And Jay's like, yeah, but it'll hurt you real person a lot. He's like, yeah, but a couple of times of dying won't kill me. And he's like,
my bond with A was stronger than that.
And like, wait, what? So he goes out there, and his armor gets blown off, and things happen. And then Yoko's like, I know, I got this bitch. And he's like, oh, something about being like your mother or something. And he keeps seeing her mother, right, in her. Like, every time he helps this little kid.
Your mother.
Like, well, because it's like this little kid can't touch her mother or something like that. What, that just sounds dirty. But they like get blasted off or something, and Yoko's trying to help her, and it reminds him of Yoko's mom talking to her or something. I don't know. And he's talking about how, oh, I was just trying to help your mom because she was a single mom. And I'm like, yeah, you were trying to fuck her. Okay, stop it. So,
I think that Jin's really her dad.
See, I said that to Brian before we started. Didn't I?
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Like, that's probably what we're going to find out. Is like, that's her dad, which will be even weirder, like, some kind of way, because he's like...
They both have big eyes.
And they have that hair. That's nice. I don't know where I went with that.
I just noticed this things. These things.
So she runs in, and she's running at Escape, who shoots off her armor, and she's like, ah, yay, I can transform now. And she's like, it's morphin' time! And, I don't know, Escape goes away. Something happened with Escape, and she left.
She escaped.
She escaped. They destroyed the magnet on the Metaroid, which was...
Metaroid. Sorry, it was a funny
hybrid. Unstuck the other guys. They showed up and transformed. They're like, it's time for Special Buster. Boost up for Buster, or whatever the fuck those guys did. And they blew him up, and they summon their Buster machines, and they form Go Buster O and Go Buster Beat. And they destroy the Gamma, and, oh, shit. I don't know why I keep yawning. And so Jin's like, oh, you're just like your mother or whatever. You gave me the same lecture she did. And she's like, oh, really? This is the best birthday present ever. And he's like, glad I could service you. And she's like, what? She's like, never mind.
I could never service your mother.
Yeah. You never get enough time servicing your mother. And then it ends.
Wow. That's a lovely note to end on.
So yeah, it was a fun episode. We found out some stuff about Yoko's moms.
She has two moms?
Yeah. but we found out that you know, her mom, we don't know, probably know who her dad is, because she's a single mom.
It's a deadbeat dad. It's probably sperm donor.
That'd be weird. Watch, but though, like, they're gonna do, like, all this whole thing to, like, make you think. Kind of like Tachibana. They're gonna make you think it's one thing, and then, like oh, look, it's gonna be, like, Masato's her dad. No, it's gonna be, like, Chief Commander guy or something.
Jay's her dad. She's half like, robot.
Or, like, Hiramu's dad was, like, screwing around on Hiramu's mom, and, like, is... Yoko's dad, too,
that's,
or something.
If Go Busters was a soap, that's what we'd get.
Go back to hospital. I think it's funny. The first thing I thought of was that we spent at least 5 to 10 minutes talking about Enter's role and how I hope he comes back. And then he's in, like, the first scene. And then it's clear, it's clear they're going to be coexisting on a more regular basis.
Oh, they're coexisting, but he didn't really do anything in this episode.
But I mean, he was around, like, and he was like, oh, man.
Okay, I'm confused about something.
What?
She was like, he needs my Metaroids and your
penis?
Megazords. They're not any different. They happen at the same time.
Well, sometimes she fakes it, and it doesn't happen at the same time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't understand that dialogue either. I mean, logically, it would just make sense if they're both running around creating Megazords and Metaroids and causing general mischief, that it would be beneficial to his dog, because they get more fiber in their diet. I mean, oh, shit. I'm just picturing that damn commercial. I can't believe I have, like, three commercials in my head right now. But it would just be more beneficial in general for him to have more avatars running around instead of just have one guy. This is Asian. I still, like, I can see the frustration in Enter's face at what a dumbass he is. She will understand, I want to come there and smash things. He's like, yes, boss. He's like, no! God damn it. Like, that guy's just so stupid.
Like, I have to commend Enter's actor, because his, like, frustrated facial expressions are excellent.
I think he just goes on set without having gone to the bathroom yet.
Well, and I think, like, because that was the whole thing, is like, yeah, I really don't care that, you know, you got Escape, And but I think he's like, I don't care because that just means you're gonna pester the shit out of her and leave me the fuck alone for a while.
So I can go off and become the Bane boss.
I can get things done if you're not bothering me with your stupidness.
I like how everyone was assuming the protector armor was like a prototype of the custom.
Oh.
But I don't think it is. Like, I think it was just motocross armor to protect it from the magnets.
I think they could have gotten something a little more advanced looking. I think, like, in the back of Ryuji, he was like, are you going to tell them that's just normal motocross armor? No. Gives them confidence.
I like the part where, like, they're shooting it at Yoko, and, like, Masato, like, sees, like, the one, like, shin pad on the ground or whatever it was, and, like, just, like, throws it and manages to block all, like, the entire attack with it.
Yeah.
That's what happens in real life.
Don't you know?
Like, oh, look, that was interesting.
I like how things just don't work out perfectly. Like, I feel like if I was watching a normal Sentai or, like, PR episode, they would have just walked in with that armor and pulled off their thing, but instead they just start getting shot at and their armor blows off.
We got this protective armor, you can't hurt. Oh shit!
What if we bought a real gun? What now, bitch? Like, oh shit!
Yeah, but that's not good because the kid's gonna upset the kids because they have to win super perfers. I don't know, some perfers. Stupid argument. Yeah, I can't even say the argument because it's so stupid.
Like, that's one of the things I love most about this show is that it's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you have things like Jin throwing the armor and it magically deflecting all of the magnets, but I mean, it's Sentai. You can't avoid that all the time. But well, I mean, like just nothing works exactly according to plan.
Well, and it's like, and it's also like, and it's like, well, it's like they just don't follow what typically happens. Like, if another thing I would typically see. In a normal Sentai episode, it'd be Masato would be like, I must protect you. And then he'd go out there and, like, heroically sacrifice his avatar almost.
I know, and
she just, like, punched him in the gut and went out there.
Punched him was like, no, I am my own woman. And went out there and then got shot at.
It's funny because I just picture Yoko saying, I am my own woman with Brian's voice and it's freaking out. Just Brian saying, I am my own woman is funny. But it's really good.
We always knew Brian was his own woman, but
yep. I feel like woman.
Natural woman.
Cat finally took the leash off you, huh, Brian? Let you be your own woman?
Yep.
So Brian says, I'm my own woman.
But like this episode in general just worked really well with Yoko and Jin as the focus.
Yeah.
And, like, you got to learn more about both of them.
Yeah, I liked the way they tied him back to Yoko's mom.
It set up the whole thing with that we don't know everything about Jin yet, and, like, his avatar is getting all sizzly.
That's what I want to know. Like, I mean, I just like that there's all these things I want to know about everything that's going on. Like, why doesn't he just stow away in the mecha in hyperspace? And just, why don't they keep him in the fucking bait? There's a damn hangar! In the real world, why do they keep transporting it back to hyperspace?
Do they anymore?
Yeah, because they just, well, because Jay made a comment that he can't, not only can he not transform without him, but he can't transport his machine. So he can't transport Go Buster Beat to the battlefield without having Jay there. Which implies that he's transporting it from hyperspace.
Well, there's gotta be some reason.
As opposed to the other guys who just call up the base and go, hey, yeah, send the car.
Send it. Oh, okay.
Well, no, nobody in hyperspace can find each other. That's the first thing I want to know.
They're all on like, different streets or something.
Look in the room that they're in. No, there's clearly nobody else here. Nope. All alone. Why do you open that door? All alone. I might as well just build myself an avatar. Go into the real world.
It's like, why are you here? We don't know why he's here. I assumed it was to help. Is it not? Okay.
They don't know why he's really here. He's gonna Cheeto run.
He was just really hungry.
They heard about those new Doritos tacos. They're like, man, they really invented some good shit while we were gone. That's a true story.
Excellent. That's... Seems legit to me.
Seems legit. I killed your dad. I mean, I don't mean like I murdered him or anything. Seems legit. Shit.
But like, I was watching this episode of GoBusters, and I'm just like,
"Where are you? Oh,
how can you hate this show?"
I know, right?
Well, Yoko has that big forehead, so
it made me so happy inside watching it. And like, I really like Jin as a character. Like, I was surprised.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Like, I wasn't expecting to like him as much as I do.
I was thinking that in the sense that I'm glad that I enjoy watching him and him interact with everyone, because I was worried about them interfering with the three-person dynamic we have.
Yeah.
Because they did everything so well.
But yeah, like, they've really integrated these two, like, both of them, Jay and Masato, really well into the group.
It's a good job of making it feel like a team of five and a team of three at the same time, because they're still on their own often when they show up places and stuff. It's not like Goandra, which was a three-person Sentai for, like, 45 seconds. And then did I say Goandra? I thought I said
no, you did it right.
Okay, sorry. I thought I wasn't doing it right.
You're doing it wrong.
It's like this magnet guy. He should be shooting lasers. I had a hard time taking that little girl seriously when she was munching on chocolate with a candle sticking out of her head. Like, it just looks funny. Like, she's sitting there talking to Jin. They're sitting there talking in the background. You just see this little girl, like, just munching on this chocolate. And this little candle just, like, wiggling on top of her head. I had a hard time taking anybody seriously with a candle on their head.
Look, the candle is keeping her from touching her mother, okay? And she needs to touch her mother.
How I touched your mother.
That's the 10-part
Very inappropriately is how I touched your mother.
That's actually the sequel, because it takes a while to get to second base.
Oh, okay.
And then the third
Not
one...
Not with
the
your mother.
Mother. Oh, God. Too much mother fucking going on here. Motherfucking money to motherfucker Jones!
Well, I guess that's it for superhero time. We got nothing else.
Nope.
We forgot what movies we did and didn't do. We just decided not to do one.
What? Gokaiger versus Gavin? Yeah, but I didn't see it yet. Oh.
Oh. So, I guess for movies, we can try to do like an R&R kind of movie thing when movies are new and relevant.
Movie Tyson 20,010.
Oh, we can call it that. It's a new show.
Oh, fuck.
Third show. Third show just about movies.
Well,
yep.
I don't know. Well, we can't even like get our act together to record these Kamen Rider ones on time.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Now it's time for ramble time.
Your mom's a whore,
that's
bitch.
Snuck up on me, man.
No one's going to understand why it snuck up on you.
Because I'm very easily startled.
Okay.
There. Now it's explained. It's in canon.
And he's gay, folks.
It's in canon.
So
Dawson likes the dick.
Started off with Pokemon. Speaking of dick.
Man, that was a great episode, guys, huh? Those rivals were the coolest ever.
No, it was the guy. No. Wasn't it that expert guy and he beat somebody?
I think so. I honestly have no idea.
Somebody stole Conkeldurr's, like, crutches.
Oh, Embor, yeah. Bianca just pwned the shit out of Trip.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, take his crutches and he can't move. Look at the cripple. Beat him up.
Something along the lines of that, yeah.
Yeah, I liked the part in the episode where the Pokemon did stuff.
You didn't watch it, did you?
My DVR?
Now you're stealing my bit. That was going to be my bit last week if I didn't watch it. Who else fought? I didn't know. Did Iris lose? Somebody lost.
I don't think Iris lost.
Cause somebody fought after Bianca and Bernard. Oh wait, those are the rescuers.
Yes, but Bianca's Hungarian because she's Eva Gabor.
Oh no, was the ice chick she lost? Jar-Jar the dragon
Gabor.
Chick? And
oh,
he's
yeah.
Like,
it doesn't count because it wasn't to a dragon.
Isn't a baby dragon? Who did she lose to? That cool guy that's like, I have a throw that's ridiculously strong.
I think so, yeah.
At least the battles were entertaining.
She lost to Liambo.
Like halfway through this episode, I was honestly contemplating just putting it on mute.
But Brian, these are the best rivals ever.
Wasn't there training?
Best rivals since Gary.
Because they're like, Scraggy, use Focus Blast. And it was like, Scraggy, like, it just petered out. And then that other guy was just destroying the foundation. Like, let's train together. He's like, no, I'm an asshole.
Like, Scraggy. Oh. So let's see. Pansage lost to Sock. Which wasn't exciting at all.
Except Sock's awesome.
Even though I would think Burgundy was like, oh my god, Silent lost, oh my god, you suck.
Oh my god, why is your name Burgundy?
Eat shit.
She actually said that too.
Eat shit, Silent.
I'm a con of Seuss. Is it like a new style of moose?
Like, are you related to Dr. Seuss? What is going on?
Scraggy beat a Simipour. Oh, that was fun, because Scraggy...
I like, Scraggy block, and he blocks with his pants that are, like, made out of industrial-strength steel, apparently. He can just block stuff.
It's his scrotum, okay? Oh, there's all that extra skin.
Yeah, balls of steel.
Bianca beat, is the one that beat, what's-her-face? Georgia.
Jesus.
Oh, Georgia. Oh, yeah, because then she was like, I hate my bowl haircut, and then she was all mad everywhere. Didn't Trip lose at some point? Oh, yeah, Trip lost to... Yeah, yeah, that's right.
The finals is...
How could he lose? That's basic stuff.
Ash versus Montgomery.
Wards?
And Stefan against Iris. Oh. I believe.
Is Iris using again? Oh, Drill Bar. Drill, Excadrill.
Excadrill.
Drill.
Oh no, it's Bianca, not Iris. I'm stupid. I just said Bianca won. Bianca and Stefan and Ash and Montgomery.
Fun times. Yeah. At least it's more entertaining than them going around helping random people.
Oh yeah. Like, I'd rather them battle.
I just hate their rivals because their rivals are gay.
They're honestly the most annoying Pokemon rivals we've ever had.
I think Kiefer had it right, where the Pokemon are the only ones they're doing right this year.
I know.
It's so frustrating. It's like, they finally do things we wanted them to do, like Ash having a competent brain and rotating Pokemon, but then he takes his brain away. It's
like catching, like, everything ever, and, like, evolving things, and not being like, you need to stay, like, your first stage, because that makes you most powerful, and I'm like,
and what? Then they get rid of Brock to bring in someone who's, like, more annoying and does just as much nothing, but he's not Brock.
He doesn't, like, hit on anything that has a vagina, so that makes him less fun.
Silent.
So Brock did. Brock, that's a 6-year-old. Yeah, but she'll be legal in about 10 years. Brock, wouldn't...
Then we don't get any Krogunk, like, dragging him away.
Krogunk! Oh.
I think we need to have Max come back and him be, like, 11. And be like, holy shit, Ash, I'm older than you now. Who was that? Wasn't there, like, one guy? Was it, like...
Richie?
No.
I don't one know guy. What you were going to say. I just started shooting out a name.
I don't remember if it was Hoenn or
Harrison?
Sinnoh. No, it was, like, a guy with glasses, and he was really creepy, and he was always, like, lurking.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I feel like he would be an older Max.
I can picture him. Oh, my God. Yes.
He was in... He was in,
Was it Don's?
He was in Sinnoh.
Yeah, he was in...
Okay.
He was one of Dawn's rivals.
A lot of rivals. Shit.
Max. Evil Max.
Sure. Max.
But he would make a good, like, older Max, which is what I thought of. Because I was trying to picture what Max would look like older, and I just pictured that guy being a creeper. Poor Max. Him and his Pokenav.
This is what I'm good for, because I'm not allowed to have a Pokemon.
I know. Let's give a 5-year-old our map and have him tell us where to go. Like, it's funny because things looked okay in the anime, but if you were to legit see this group traveling around, how weird would it look? Like, 10-year-olds are, like, really short now. They make them shorter than when I was 10. And, like, they're like babies, and they're traveling around by themselves.
You would probably call the police.
The Pokemon universe never really made sense.
Because anime children look taller. And, I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing about it, too, is that a lot of the Pokemon are out of scale in the anime.
That's true.
Like Roselia.
Roselia!
Thank you.
Like, the entire concept always kind of baffled me. With, oh, you have to be 10 to go on your Pokemon journey. Why would you send a 10-year-old out with a bunch of weird creatures?
Oh, God. Only in Japan. I mean, at least that's why I liked Black and White's protagonists, or the game, because at least they looked older. Like, you could, like, fudge it in your head that they're 15, which is a more acceptable age. Even 13.
They are older.
That's like when they, I know, but I don't know how old. I think they're, like, they're 12 or something like that.
I thought they were in their teens, but okay.
No, but I don't know. I don't know. Ash could, like, for a while, he could pass for, like, 12 or 13, but not now. They made him look younger. Like, yeah, let's do that after being on the air for almost.
The Ash retcon honestly pisses me off.
Yeah. Like, a 10-year-old
Ash Ketchum. I can't grasp why they would bother doing that.
I mean, they didn't even have to have that line. This is 10-year-old Ash Ketchum. You just ruined my delusion. I spent the last 7 years pretending he was aging. Like, I can't even believe how long I've been watching Ash. Power Rangers has been canceled 3 times as long as I've been watching Ash.
I grew a penis while watching Ash. I started out watching this time as a girl.
Is this like that movie Jack and Jill?
When I started watching Ash, I was Kiefer.
What?
I sprouted off of Kiefer.
Oh.
Oh, God. I'm disturbed now.
So you're like the son of Kiefer through asexual reproduction?
Yes. Kiefer reproduces by budding, and I just kind of split off Kiefer.
By budding?
Poor Kiefer. Oh, God. Lord.
Son.
Shit just got strange.
Yeah. To be fair, shit got strange like in the first 5 minutes when I made that reference about all three of us in the room with the camera. That seems like forever ago, like almost 24 hours ago, but it wasn't. Clearly.
But it wasn't.
Wasn't. It totally wasn't. Seems legit. Not like I murdered him or anything. Seems legit. I don't know, it just kills me. Like, that's basically what Kengo said in his head. Seems legit, I'll just believe you. I'm Kengo. Wait, he's not sick?
Yeah, he's sick. Well, he's not sick. I don't know. They're saying that he's the way he is because of the core switch. Like, it's inside of him or something.
Part of me.
That idiot. This is like an episode of, like, Grey's Anatomy where you have the dumb kid who swallowed magnets and he has to come in and get him removed. Kengo swallowed the switch. Kengo, this is your destiny. Oh. Let's take him to Dr. McDreamy and get this all fixed.
It's like it's Curious George when he ate the puzzle piece and got sick and had to take him to the emergency room.
God. What's Curious George like in real life? Come on, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
God, here we go.
Strange noises.
Strange things are happening to me. Now I'm suddenly Buzz Lightyear realizing that I'm a toy. Shit, I want to watch Toy Story now.
Sad, strange little man.
I feel like every episode or every Ramble Time discussion of Pokemon from here on out is just going to be bitching about how it's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it is stupid.
In Japanese news, Iris got a Dragonite. I think we already discussed that in the future past.
But... And then I complained. I complained because I had to sit there with my little piss aunt, level 15 Dratini, and be like, derp. You gotta evolve and gain like 80 billion levels in order to evolve into Dragonair. Then somehow hopefully evolve into Dragonite. Nah, this takes forever.
Why laugh? Nope, am I the only one that calls it Dratini?
Straight away. Straight away.
I thought it was Dratini.
It is.
Then why did you say Dratini? That sounds like a martini.
I was bored.
I'll take a Dratini. Dry. I don't know.
I'll take a Dratini.
You never know. Can't hurt to ask. anyway. let's see. What was I going to say? I had a really something funny to say and I forgot what it was. Oh, no, I lost. Oh, I was going to say how it would have been interesting, considering she caught a Dragonite now, if she would just catch Dragon-type Pokemon and have some type of story going. It's like, I don't really care for Imolga other than when Snivy pones it. And Drillbur, Excadrill's story is already solved, so we're just sitting there being like an enforcer. Like, it would have been more interesting if she would have caught more dragon Pokemon.
Like, if she had taken one of those dinos with her?
Yeah, like the, those, and then you have that one weird one that looks like a fanfic drawing. Yeah, that one. And isn't there, like, another one? Or am I just thinking of nothing?
Cockbite.
At least it wasn't a dragon type.
I don't know.
Like, dude, you still lost.
I like having May and Dawn around, because at least when they had contests, you got another event to watch in between all of the monotony.
Yeah, I honestly miss contests. I never thought I would say that.
Like, I didn't really think they were that stale. I actually thought contests, like, the idea of them was, like, a better idea of what a Pokemon trainer could be. Like, showing off, like, their strength and then, like, the battle point system.
Mm-hmm.
And then that wouldn't get the parents like, ah, it's cockfighting and devil worshipping. I'm like, what are you people doing with your life? Just go to work and leave the kids alone.
It's cockfighting and devil worshipping.
That's what I remember when I was a kid.
Well, who doesn't like cockfighting and devil worship?
Oh my god.
Isn't that what you do with your neo-Nazi mings?
Mings?
What?
No. Am I the only one? Every time I see the show Planet Sheen on the schedule, I think it's a show about Charlie Sheen. I know it's not, but it'd be funny if it was. Charlie Sheen for Uncle Ben in Spider-Man 2. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Where did my coaster go? Oh, there it is.
In my ass, I'm sorry.
My coaster stuck to the bottom of this glass, and then it fell, and then it disappeared. Cool story, bro.
Sorry, your coaster's in my ass. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, your coaster's in another castle.
Oh, God. Kevin's castle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Oh, shit. I went down in
the The Vision was in it. That was about all I remember.
I don't remember.
Black Panther was in a majority of this episode, so you probably fell asleep.
Yeah. No, I didn't fall asleep this time. Cruel Intentions was on, so I was channel flipping. And I'm like, they cut off the last 5 minutes of Cruel Intentions last time I was on. I was upset. That you can't miss that scene. That's iconic. But all I remember from it, though, is Black Panther was in it, and I'm like, you are boring as fuck. And he's like, I know it. And then Hawkeye's like, I'm going to shoot you because you're boring as fuck. I just remember Hawkeye pointing the rainbow, the arrow at him.
He's like, taste the rainbow, bitch.
And then the Cybermen showed up at the end, and they're like, delete, delete, something about the Doctor. I don't know. That's all I remember from it.
So, Black Panther was fixing Captain America's shield.
Oh, he has a cape!
And he's got a cape. And so.
Did he get sucked into a jet engine?
He's all. Yes.
No capes, darling.
And so he's all, I'll help you as a friend, but I don't want to join the Avengers because Tony Stark's an asshole. And.
I don't like him in the Avengers.
They were all, let's fix your shield, yay. And then there was this Vision guy, and he attacked Wasp and that nurse lady.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's all like,
yeah, Natalie
shield
Portman,
not here, brah, and left.
Oh, that dude that was dressed like a fruit roll-up. Who was he?
Vision.
I feel like, oh, okay. I feel like if I should know him. I'm like, who are you? You're dressed like a fruit mix. You look like you smell delicious, but I just remember bits and pieces because I did that thing where I flipped channels and I forgot I was watching something else. I'm like, oh shit, I should probably watch that. But then he was on there and he would just pass through people. I'm like, you're a cheater. He's like, great deal, basically. But he didn't look cool.
You're a cheater. But yeah, he was there and they were fixing the shield and because he wanted the shield for. No, he wanted adamantium, or, you know, vibranium.
Yeah, and
he got adamantium at the beginning of the episode.
Is it green? No, sorry.
But he wanted the vibranium, because I think Ultron, whatever the fuck his name is, the robot guy, he's making...
The Utrom?
Yeah, and I'm going to yell that again. He's making a new body or something, I guess.
Am I the only one that thinks vibranium sounds like a condom brand? Like the Triforia ones, like it's an offshoot of that. Triforia Vibranium.
Probably is.
So now they're doing stuff?
So they beat up Vision and now he's all like, sorry and...
Sorry? Like, sorry and stuff?
That's... Oh god, I broke it. Oh, that's what's going on.
Okay, so now there's new plot and more stuff. Why don't you just keep the Hollow Shield? It won't break. I know the other Captain America used it with his dirty movie costume, but...
I'm trying to figure out how a Hollow Shield existed in the first place.
It's a hologram
that's totally gonna save you all the time. It's a hologram that protects you. It is.
Man, I'm glad Tony Stark didn't make the Omnitrix, because like in Alien Force, he'd be like, "Swamp Fire!" Oh fuck! And it, like stab the hologram would stab through his hand. Ow! Because Swamp Fire's got the pointy head too. Damn.
Crazy shit, you.
Yep.
I got all these leftover pieces. Damn you, Mega Bloks.
Damn you. If we still talked about Ultimate Spider-Man, I wouldn't remember what it's about, but I actually watched that one all the way through, which is funny.
Feel free to discuss by yourself.
No. That's what you have to do with Prime for a while. I just don't remember. I can't remember the episodes. Like, I watch them, I just don't remember. They don't stick with me. I remember thinking that Peter Parker is still really obnoxious, and then I think it's funny that... Do you follow Drake Bell on Twitter?
Yeah, he's having that war with Justin Bieber.
I know. Justin Bieber's fans are, like, super crazy. Like, we
I
need
know
to,
I
like,
live next door to one.
Pull up and arrest them. Oh, God. It's like, they're crazy. Like, you need to go die, and, like, they have this, like, this violent shit. I'm like, holy crap. I don't remember people being this crazy about NSYNC and Backstreet Boys in my day.
They didn't have Twitter back then, either.
That's true. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
And it's then like, just...
Guys,
yeah,
don't
do
threaten
nuts.
Them, and then the Bieber fans are like, you're a shit!
It's funny, like, there was a, I think it happened live on the podcast, I saw like 12 tweets that he retweeted of people telling him to die, and then he retweeted, apparently Justin Bieber tweeted that Drake and Josh were his favorite show. And Drake retweeted that. I'm like, holy shit, he just lawyered all of them. And then Dan Schneider was like, oh my god, Justin Bieber, I'm the one that made that show. I'm like, Dan Schneider, I thought I liked you. You're fangasming over Justin Bieber? Have more respect. Justin Bieber's like, if they took all the meaning of the word douchebag and made it into a human. Like, he's one of those people, when you see him like on the news, it's like, if people dress like that in real life, they would get punched. I don't understand, like, nobody dresses like that. I would see with, like, the giant winter coat and the hair slicked up like something about Mary with, like, a hat, like, sort of dangling off one strand. I'm like, what are these people wearing? Like, nobody wears that in real life. That was a random tangent. Completely.
Very random tangent.
That was more exciting than Ultimate Spider-Man, though, was the war between Drake Bell and Justin Bieber.
Anyway, I'm totally Team Drake.
Yeah, I'm Team Drake, too. Also, Team Gibby.
I feel like touching myself inappropriately right now.
What?
Ben 10. Omniverse. Ben 10.
Ben 10.
So, I really, really liked the little preview that we got.
This was amazing and horrible at the same time.
Whoa.
Amazing because it was amazing, and horrible because we have to wait a fucking month.
I know. At least
I found out the conclusion. I wanted more. I was expecting more, and then it just ended. And I was like, no.
I was kind of upset that they threw a two-parter at us.
You know, I almost feel like...
I mean, it ended fairly solid, so I mean, I'm not upset about that, but it left me wanting more.
Like, the hype for it is certainly not suffering because of, like, all the... sites, oh my god, reviews of the toys, and all the, like, all the excitement around it, but I almost feel like, just on a level of... there's still a lot of people that hate the art direction.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Put that out there to, like, say, hey, look, the show's going to be cool.
And I think it did a good job at that. Like, I was never afraid of the art by any means, because I'm a huge fan of Wyatt. But
I think Grandpa Max has an eye problem.
Yeah, they oh, shit, you got out of that part yet, where they just disintegrated because they left him in the water tube really long. Get to that part. At one point, they leave him in a water tube. They never come back. So that's what happened. It's sad.
Ben's eyeballs were way too big for his head. I was slightly afraid.
But the thing is like, I was upset by the art style at first because the only image we got was that one that's on all the packaging of Ben with his, like, derp face, where it's like his mouth is like an M. And, like, he's got the new Omnitrix, and, like, we just got, like, a half body shot, so he looked like he was, like, either 10 or 12. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking they were rebooting the whole thing, so I was upset. Like, I thought they were just going to start from the ground up. Cause
we know how Dawson feels about reboots.
Yes.
He loves them. Let's look at Spider-Man.
It really does look good in action. I mean, I've watched, like, every damn clip before, so I knew it looked good already.
I mean, I had the same reaction when Animated came out. I was like, what did they do to Transformers? Oh, my God. I'm like, and then the show started.
Did you actually make that sound to, like, what did they do? Like, did you just talk like that?
I think I did.
That's what happens when everyone bitches. We just turn into Lenny Ranger.
And I honestly think I did make it sound like that. Like my Facebook at one point was that picture of, like, the promotional picture of Optimus. And, like, I just tweeted randomly, not tweeted, Facebooked, because I was against Twitter at that point, of just, what did they do to Optimus? I was one of those people, and, like, now looking back, I'm, like, upset.
Yeah, kind of like same here.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like, my only nitpicks were, like, young Ben at the beginning. It was kind of pointless, but I know they just did that for the simple fact to show that the show was targeting both Bens.
There's a chance that in part two they might flash back again and could tie in more to it or something. Yeah. I'm not sure. But, I mean, I think it was good to do it just to show that.
And also with the whole Kevin thing.
Oh, yeah, his weird design. He looks a little less buff than he did, like, in that first image, but still.
He's slightly frightening.
Like, it bothers me on the level of I don't like it. And, well, three levels. That, and two, he's not going to be a regular cast member anymore. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, why bother redesigning him if he's not going to be around? And then the comments that Derek Wyatt makes about he doesn't like Kevin's backstory and he's trying to convince him to change it. I'm like, no, Kevin was, like, one of the most amazing things to come out of the last era. Like, they'd spent so much time. Everyone was so upset. Like, how can he work with them? He was a villain. And then they do this amazing story. No, we're not going to change it after everyone finally calmed down.
I liked Blocks.
Yes, I got my little figure today, and he's awesome because he's Blocks.
But what was I going to say? My nitpicks, one of them's really small and bitchy, which is I hate that old Ben's aliens have the regular Omnitrix symbol, where it's green and black instead of white and gray like it was supposed to be when he's that age. Like, it's funny because the outline is gray for old Ben, and the outline for the new one's white. Well, this sounds really bitchy when I'm saying it out loud.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
You remember in the original series when Ben would transform, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to picture somebody. It's a good one. Think who has his Omnitrix. When it's transformed in the original series, it didn't glow green and it was white and gray. Go look it up.
No, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
And like that, like it bothered me when they just had it light up green in Ultimate Alien when they brought Kid Ben back. But the fact that it's full on like Alien Force, Ultimate Alien style red and green and black bothers me, especially since the Omnitrix is all old. It's like in that Destroy All Aliens movie when Ben transformed into Waybig and he had the new Omnitrix symbol but with the old Omnitrix.
Mm-hmm.
So that bothers me, and I just, especially since that's a good way to differentiate him too beyond the design for some of them that might look similar. But that's like a minor thing. And the other thing is the fact that it's sort of not glitches, because one of Derek Wyatt's questions, because I stalk his form spring for information, he says that it's not glitches or any mistransformations are Ben's fault. But that still bothers me, because the fact that we have Kid Ben in the show for that old style of, oh, whoops, I transformed into this guy, I have to figure out how to use him for this situation. Since we have him, we don't need that on the other side. And like the timing out thing, like it seems like it didn't time out as often in the old series. I mean, the middle. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like that wasn't needed. Like, I'm hoping he can still change aliens when he wants to. You know what I mean? Like he's Blocks and he just hits his chest and then he's Big Joe. I'm hoping he can still do that.
Hopefully.
Big Joe.
That's a minor thing, but I was just kind of. It made him seem so much less experienced after he seemed so much better with it before.
Yeah.
Now they're just there. Somebody say something.
I am Cannonbolt!
Cannonbolt was adorable.
I love Cannonbolt. I still want me, like, a plush Cannonbolt that I can squeeze and hug.
That would be awesome.
Who voices Cannonbolt?
I don't know. Well, I don't know who voices anything because familiar. I didn't have credits.
He sounds familiar.
I had credits. Hold on. I'm going there now. Ben 10. Omniverse.
David Kenyon.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Cannonbolt's David. Oh, David K. Megatron from Beast Wars.
Oh my god, I love Cannonbolt.
Because he's also going to be Heat Blast, and he's going to be. He is Kyber.
Watching Gravitac.
Like, I recognized him as Kyber, like, right away. It was, like, straight up Beast Wars Megatron voice. I'm like, oh.
See, I don't mind David K. doing Heat Blast now, but they have Steve Blum back. I don't know why they don't use him, because I think that was a really cool voice for Heat Blast. Like, but I kind of wish they would at least, if they have some of the old cast back, at least get them back for 10-year-old versions.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I didn't mind voice acting changes for the aliens in the last series, because I guess it makes sense that the voice would change when the aliens get older.
Right.
But when it just have a sudden voice change like that, especially Heat Blast.
Steve Blum's not listed on the cast list on Wikipedia.
In the Formspring, Derek Wyatt said they got him back. I think he's going to do Vilgax again.
Mm.
Which makes me happy because new Vilgax was stupid.
Yeah. What else?
I want to see.
I find it ironic that Corey Burton is Brainstorm, who's like this really smart alien thing, and he was also Brainiac in Superman the animated series.
He was also Shockwave in animated.
Oh,
I don't know why that's funny.
Because Shockwave's smart. Oh my god.
Okay, there we go. See, this is the part where you
typecast.
I think your mom's typecast under my bed.
Okay.
I don't know what that even means. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
What else? Like, it's just it's hard to say a whole lot because I want more, but yeah. It definitely. Not to sound like a complete perv, but left a good taste in my mouth.
A lot of things leave a good taste in my mouth.
Like,
your mother, yes. Oh, no. Everything with Cannonbolt was awesome.
Okay.
Cannonbolt.
I was going to say, I like... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead first.
Well, I had a long tangent, sort of, so go ahead first. Okay, I was just going to say, I liked that it felt new, but also it felt like original Ben 10 and the Alien Force Ultimate Alien era.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked, like, talking about the art style, I liked the brighter palette, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of evokes the original series, because I like that they're trying to get back, because I don't want it to sound like those people are like, I miss the fun of MMPR, but the Ben 10 original series had this certain, like, fun quality to it.
It had a charm to it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, a charm. So I like that they're trying to put the charm of the original series with, like, the storylines of...
And that charm had a caster.
Because, like, the only storyline in the original series was basically, like, the mystery of the Omnitrix.
Uh-huh.
And so it's good that we're getting, like, a mix of the storyline of the last series and then the charm of the original. And I also, because I think I'm the only one that noticed it, but, like, the background music, like, when...
You noticed it.
You know, some, like... that's what I liked about the original series is they had this background music that had, like, this sort of, like, 50s sci-fi thing going on.
Mm.
And also they had, like, this really epic sort of music when he went to that Plumber base. Okay, go ahead.
I liked the Plumber base.
Yeah, I was actually, that's what I wanted to talk about. Like, it seemed kind of weird. Because, I mean, that was something that felt, like, ripped right out of the movie.
I liked that little, was it like a cardboard cutout of Grandpa Max in the shop or whatever it was?
I want one.
Oh,
I know.
That looks
cool.
Is that what you're talking about?
It what?
Okay, Brian, he's talking about the Aliens movie.
Oh.
Plumber base? What was ripped out of the movie?
Like, the whole, like, going to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, except that was, like, a garage, and there was some guy near, guy running it. Like, my logic was, is I think, because it just seems weird for that to suddenly be there when there can't be that much of a time jump.
Yeah.
Since they're all the same age. So I'm just, my logic is that's where Max operated while Ben was off doing his shenanigans, like, when he was training the plumber kids.
Yeah, makes sense. Like, I don't mind it or anything. It didn't bother me. It just seemed kind of random.
But I'm glad that Max is going to be more involved and just more... Because
he fucking vanished.
I know, like, he was such a fixture in the first show. And, like, the beginning of Alien Force, it makes sense he wasn't there because he was missing. And then they thought he was dead. But then he just disappeared.
Like, I love Grandpa Max. He's so awesome. Like,
except for the
much
version.
What?
stay away from her. I have like 8 chins. Holy shit, look at it.
I really hated the Alien Swarm version. Why didn't they just get the guy back from the Ben 10 first one? Anyway.
Like, I'm in the middle of season 3 of Alien Force right now. And as much as I like enjoy having like Ben and Gwen and Kevin doing their thing, I miss Grandpa Max. He's so awesome. Like, I miss having him around all the time to just show us how awesome he is.
You're going to keep missing him.
I know.
For a while, yeah.
I know.
Especially when he goes in the water chamber. I'm going to miss Kevin. Well, not this Kevin, because I'm pretty soon I'm going to see too much of him. No, but I'm going to miss Kevin Levin, just because he was fun.
Yeah, like, I'm going to miss them as characters and everything, and particularly voice. But that's what Turtles is for, I guess.
Yeah. And Teen Titans.
Well, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Was I gonna
and
say?
Ultimate Spider-Man, but I stopped watching that. I'm not like, going to watch the Teen Titans one either, so...
At least Kevin, like, had his story finished out, which was nice.
Yeah, like, he didn't leave with any cliffhangers or anything. Yeah.
He was just fun to have around. Like, he had some pretty funny lines. Like, I just remember I watched, like, a clip from the first episode of Alien Force the other day, and that part where he's like, save some for me, they cost me a major payday. And then Gwen just looks at him, he's like, and because they're evil and we're against that. I always thought that was funny. We're against it.
And because they're evil and we're against that.
Oh, Kevin.
Like, I like when he was leaving and he's like, don't do anything I wouldn't do. You know what? Don't do anything you would normally do either.
I do think that, which is one of part of their intention, is to give Ben a little more focus, because that was one of the complaints by like the main fan base, is that Gwen and Kevin got all of the major character development in the previous two series.
Yeah, they did. Like, a majority of the show.
Ben was just there to get aliens, really. Which is why I think they're doing this whole story about how Ben's having a hard time on his own. Although Rook's,
I got it.
It's only been 20 minutes, but I really like Rook, so...
I like Rook too.
Rook doesn't steal the show.
Rook was awesome. Like, I didn't know what to expect from him. Because, I mean, I didn't really know anything. And, like, so far, he's really likable. He's just, like, so new.
Oh, Rook is the same voice as Blox, so that should be interesting.
I like the way they put it in that little, like, 6-minute preview thing when they talked about it.
Mm.
Where how Rook is, like, really well trained, but he's all training and no field experience, whereas Ben's all field experience but no training, so they're gonna make like a funny mix. Because it's true, because Ben's like me when I play any multiplayer game. It's like I just run around in circles and like fight. I don't memorize the map. I'm just like, oh, like, cause everyone's so scared to die.
I was playing the Fall of Cybertron multiplayer today. Because the demo has like, I don't know how many multiplayer maps it has, but I was like, this is cool. So I was playing that, and, like, I start off as, like, this teal bumblebee, because I picked the bumblebee chassis, because that's who I am.
Yep.
And so I had this, like, shotgun.
Shit on a stick.
I was just running around going, slash, and then people would die. I'm like, I'm awesome at this game. Just running around.
It's so funny, because it's like, I always seem so crazy, because whenever I play like Modern Warfare or like Halo with my friends, they're always so worried about their kill-death ratio, and it seems like everybody on both teams so worried about it. I'm like, somebody's got to go out there. Someone's got to go out there and die, and that's going to be me.
And I'm fine with that. I'm just going to kill people with me.
I mean, I'm playing the game to play the game. I don't care about my fucking kill-death ratio. It's usually in the negatives anyway.
Yep. This is mine, is
it? Yep. I don't know what's worse, the dog or the Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong's hat.
Well, what did you guys think of the theme song? I thought it was okay. I'm in love with it.
It was okay. It'll grow on me, probably.
I liked the graphic they showed. Like, I liked that dual face thing, and then when they showed all the aliens that both of them have, or at least like the main ones they'll use.
Yeah,
I did enjoy that. I didn't take the time to look at them all. See which ones I could and couldn't recognize because I was...
It was too fast.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was funny because I watched like the original series and I was like, oh, they had this nifty little theme song. And then I got to Alien Force and they didn't have anything really. I was like, oh, where'd the theme song go? And then here's the theme song. And I'm like, yay, theme song.
It's funny because I really love the original theme, but for some reason the Alien Force one's my favorite. Because, like, it blended... It was, like, a sort of an instrumental of the original, and then it blended those, like, that heroic background track from when Ben transformed that probably only I noticed. Yep. Ultimate Aliens opening reminded me of any post In Space Saban era music, where we're just like, burr, 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 and then it was over. But
Young Ben had Diamond Head,
Ripjaws, I think I saw.
Ripjaws, Wild Mutt, Accelerate, Cannonbolt, Forearms, and Feedback.
Where are you getting this from?
YouTube.
Oh.
And then Teen Ben had Echo Echo.
Echo Wax, Echo.
Shock Squatch, Humongousaur, Energy, Crash Hopper, and Gravitech. Obviously, he has more because
We've
seen Armadrillo and stuff. But
he's got all the ones he had access to last time except for the Ultimate Aliens.
Yeah.
People are like debating about that. I'm just because it couldn't sync with the Ultimatrix because it was apparently, according to Derek White, that he disassembled it. But I'm just going to assume that Azimuth just unlocked everything Ben already had to be fair instead of being like, here, go save the world with 10 new aliens. That would have sucked. I would have been pissed.
Instead of being like, I'm a dick.
What was I going to say? But does anybody remember, like, when in the original series, Kevin just watched it, when he would transform, there was always this tone, it was like, burr, burr, burr.
Yeah.
I love that music. Like, I wish they'd bring that back.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, it fit so well with the vibe, so I'm hoping they bring it back. But that's what I liked about the Alien Force theme, is it incorporated it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that, you're gay.
Even though I don't like that. Go ahead.
Maybe they'll do it for, like, Kid Ben.
What do I... Oh, that's what I was thinking, because when he was transforming into Feedback, I was hoping the music was going to happen, and it didn't.
I like how animated gray matter, for lack of a better term, looks like exactly the same as the old animation style. Nothing changed.
Yeah, like, that's from the 10-year-old side is going to all pretty much look the same, except for the style. I don't know what 16-year-old gray matter is going to use. I'm assuming we're going to see him more often, because apparently Derek Wyatt's favorite aliens are gray matter and Upchuck, which are some odd choices.
I like Upchuck.
That must be why Upchuck's
he's adorable.
In the
yeah. Just running around Wrath.
gray matter. Oh,
he
Alpha.
He doesn't shout out the aliens' names anymore.
I know. I was upset. Because I like that.
I think he should do it when it's appropriate. Like, when he accidentally transforms, it's stupid to have him, like, going for Humongousaur. There was one episode in Alien Force where he went for Humongousaur or something, and he went Spider Monkey, and he said Humongousaur. That makes sense.
No, he went Jet Ray.
Oh. Well, there was an... I just saw it. There's an episode today where Kevin asked, like, is that...
In fact, I was just telling Brian about that, like, right before you got him on the call, about how, like, I watched that episode where, like, he went to go Humongousaur, and he ended up going Jet Ray, and it was hilarious. It was the popcorn one.
You should do that more often. No, I thought that was the one where they found that farm, and they drilled underground, and Volcanus was there.
It was one of the... Yeah. It was one, yeah, before the popcorn, yeah. And it was in that general area.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was hilarious.
There's a pretty funny bit in... I think it's season 3 of Ultimate Alien where Kevin asks him why he does that. I think you'll enjoy that.
Why he screams out the name of the alien?
There's a lot of... That's what I really liked. I hope that continues. A lot of... kind of like, to compare it to iCarly, like, there's a lot of, like, references to what the fandom talks about. Like, I think... I'm trying to think for when Kevin's going to catch it. I think it's the finale of Alien Force. There's a reference to everyone's bitching about Kevin being a good guy now. And there's a reference to... I told you that. It's a reference to Swampfire being a copy of Wildvine. Mm-hmm. It's just really funny stuff like that. There's a reference to the title change. Or there's a reference to the show not being as good as the original, using the Hero Generation name because the Ben 10 Hero Generation was the working title for Alien Force. We never did get a working title.
Wasn't that for Superhero Slammers or something?
Yeah, he was like, this is Sumer Slammer... Sumer. Sumo Slammer's... Hero Generation. It's not as good as the original. Like, because that was a working title for Alien Force, and the working title for Ultimate Alien was Evolutions, and I just realized we never got a working title for this one.
Well, I just saw the one episode in Alien Force where, like, Ben found out they're making a live-action movie, and he, like, starts freaking out. Like, oh, they're making a Super Slammers live action movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, right in the middle of the battle, like, he just shows up And I was like, well, I was watching TV. they announced the Super Slammers action, a live action movie, and Kevin just like freaks out.
That's funny. It's really funny. Wasn't he like scream at the TV or something like that, like a girl?
Yes.
That happens at some point. Oh, Ben.
He does the same thing the rest of us do. Scream like a girl at the TV.
So we did the Omniverse preview. That was too much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just happy. Like, I wasn't like afraid it was going to suck or anything like that. I had good faith, but I'm just glad that like I really enjoyed this first episode.
And yeah.
I really look forward to the rest of the show.
Like, I really loved
so bad
Alien Force in the first half of Ultimate Alien.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it reminded me of that same like feeling of pure enjoyment when I first got into Ben 10 and watched the original series.
Yeah.
It was just such a fun show.
It reminded me a lot of like a nice mix between the original series and early Alien Force.
Yeah. There's like an actual story going on, and you know, it's really cool. I said that he's not a planet, but I guess Gravitek is a planet. He's not as planet-sized as I thought he was going to be. He's like a small planet. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I thought he's not a planet, but he is. When I first heard that, I thought he was going to be like way big size or something, or like bigger than way big.
So he's not bigger than way big?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Nothing's bigger than Ultraman.
It doesn't look like it just from what I've seen, but I thought he was going to be like huge, I'm trying to think of a good example of something. I don't know. Just like this thing that's like towering over, like floating in space, like there's some sort of space battle huge. Like,
that's huge.
You already did that earlier.
Oh, yes, you did.
Brian! Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now it is time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekly.
Yay!
That was like the mentally challenged version.
I really enjoyed seeing Chris just randomly quoting the podcast of when I said, I just get mad at disabled people. Wait, Kevin, you haven't seen Natasha, right? Since
no.
Like 5 minutes ago in the podcast?
No.
Okay. Because there's a really funny part where a lady in a wheelchair follows on an escalator.
Yeah.
She's not really handicapped. Well, it reminded me of when I don't remember if I told that story on the podcast or not, of when my friend and I saw that lady in the wheelchair crossing the street and she all of a sudden started pedaling with her legs.
Oh, I remember that story.
My friend, wait a minute. Anyway, I guess the water. Okay, this week's question is, who is your favorite superhero and why?
Mine is Deluxe Jesus. Oh.
That's all we need to know. All right, time for fine. Okay.
Okay, so, oh, God. Venisek. I'm sorry, I probably killed the crap out of your last name, but anyway.
Just made fun of a fan.
Nightwing. Thank you. He started out as the perfect sidekick and became one of the greatest heroes to exist. There's nothing about him that screams weak.
And then I'm just going to read these together. Colony Watkins says, Tommy! Lol, JK, Iron Man. I just love his gadgets and armor and how the suit works, and Tony Stark is a total boss.
Yes, and then Eric Belchan says, Spider-Man! I can't exactly explain why I like him. I just do. I think he's the bomb! I find it ironic that I like Spider-Man because I'm scared of spiders, but I love Spider-Man. Okay.
Okay. Insert sticky gymnast here.
All he has without the webbing is a sticky gymnast. With really good
I said that to Kat in the middle of Walmart. She was like, I like the new movie better. I'm like, yeah, it was really good. And then she said, I like how they handled the webs more. I was like, well.
That's the webbing. How dare she blaspheme Spider-Man 2 is still the greatest film of all time.
I hate you.
Anyway.
On the train, it was heroic.
Lars Barrett says, as a kid... Okay.
I rolled around.
The only superhero I showed any interest in was Iron Man. I had a whooping or whopping or something, one trade paperback that I never finished and left in my middle school locker by accident. So I guess you could say things were getting pretty serious. I never really got into the superhero thing, so that's all I got, man. My favorite color is green, so Green Lantern is pretty cool too, I guess.
I like his profile picture with the tissue, I think, just sticking out of his nose. That's what I do when my nose is stuffed up when I'm sick. When I'm trying to sleep. Alright, now we have Kyle the Koga Turner. says Deadpool. He insane, and he went toe-to-toe with many of Marvel's best and kicked ass. I also like Hellion from X-Men. Hellion? He's a guy that went from smart-ass to badass in a short time. Even lost both of his arms.
Oh, that's a Satan-type Eevee, Hellion.
Hellion? That's going to be in Generation 6. It's going to be Pokemon 666.
They're going to have Hellion and Opinion. Brody Taylor Gage says Hal Jordan and Saint Walker from Green Lantern.
Yay. So, Gordon Sullivan says Forze.
How dare you? How dare you blaspheme the name of superheroes with that bitch? my favorite. Charles Chung says Hal Jordan or Green Lantern. OMG! Because the whole thing with the ring is cool. Oh my god. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to handle this next one. But I don't have to do it. I don't mind.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize the next one was me. I wasn't paying attention. So this is...
sorry.
Dairen Mohan Kapoor. I hate... yeah. It says Nightwing or any of the identities taken up by Dick Grayson.
Okay.
Go, Brian.
Brian?
Oh, he must not have gotten that far yet. Looking at a tweet, sorry. Luke Joseph Cato says, Cato because he has my last name. Because he's a flippin' ninja. Fair enough.
Oh man, I got my favorite. Tony Grant! Spider-Man because I grew up with him and he's the only person that can get away with shooting white sticky stuff. Well, because normal gymnasts can't get away with that.
And then Lambert says Dick Grayson, mostly in his Nightwing days, but Robin has always been a favorite if, and then says, of mine, sorry, my phone messed up, lol.
I like how we read that part. It's funny.
Jared Castile says, my favorite superhero is Nightwing because he's a badass and off said lol.
Enough.
Oh, I think it's supposed to be enough. Okay.
I know, but I like how you said it. Enough.
So I read it.
Dan Talbert says, Superman, he's just somebody I've always looked up to and aspired to be. I don't aspire to be Daniel
Shaw.
That's going to
be difficult in life.
I mean, I can wear underwear. I've already achieved his level of wardrobe, so.
You've got to tie the blanket around your neck.
Oh, snap.
So next is Jacob Wentz, who says, my favorite superhero is Cyclops from the X-Men because his character has changed a lot over the almost 50 years since his creation. He went from being Professor X's star student to becoming mutant kind's true leader. He did something Xavier and Magneto couldn't do, which was uniting mutant kind, even though it didn't last very long.
While he cried. Well, except for X-Men Evolution, all I remember him ever doing in any series was go, Jean! It's like, god damn, get over her. She was ugly in the X-Men movies. Anyway.
Wow.
She was Famke Janssen. What the hell's wrong with you? Who's dying in a hole?
All right. So, Abraham Khan, or Can, or something, said, I guess my favorite hero would have to be Richard Rider, a.k.a. Nova, from Marvel Comics. He's kind of like
Nova
a Green Lantern, only he doesn't really need willpower, just good old twin fists full of plasma.
Oh, Lord. Can I read this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of.
All right. Dang, dog! This question as hard as shish kebab. Oh, I didn't see that part.
Name.
Oh, shit. It's Fize Daniel. I forgot about that part. I was just trying to rip the band-aid off, you know? Well, he only watches Japanese toku and anime and does not watch American superhero cartoons frequently like me. Fize the Nexus Accelerator Daniel. My brain is like an exploding volcano thinking about this question. Hashtag, what the fork? Now, regarding the question, I would say Iron Man because of these four words. Robert Ricky Downey Jr. I mean, his acting as Tony Stark is like a match made in heaven. He's a tech savvy. He helped. He's absolutely handsome. Said that. And charming. He's a chick magnet. And best of all, his Iron Man suits.
Like the Mark 7.
I need to count.
is 5, 6.
I have to do that. My brain works very slowly. I wish Tony Stark would have lent a hand. Iron Man suit. So I guess my dream. Hashtag stop using hashtags on Facebook. I hate that. They don't have any use. I'm sorry.
All right. Edgar Quick says, if Mega Man counts, it would be him. If not, I would choose Wild Tiger.
Wild Tiger counts.
Baseball. Sean Stewart says, if I had...
Genix.
Thank you. To choose, it would be Iron Man. He has a great personality. Well, I wouldn't go that far. His powers are something... can be replicated in the real world, at least I think, sort of. And he rich. Don't we all want to be rich? Fuck yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to be named rich, but I would like to have a lot of money.
Then we
You'll never have that.
Eagle Auto 26 says 5, 6, 7. Tried to count again. No, I'm kidding. Ash Ketchum. What? It's even the Pokemon Advance opening. That's funny. It's even in the Pokemon Advance opening. Sorry. Ash wants to be a hero. Okay, my real answer is Cyborg from Teen Titans. I really like his suit powers and personality. Booyah! He's really excited.
All right, next up is Kiefer Martin. Okay. He says, this is a tough one, but I'm going to have to go with Raphael of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
2 seconds later, I bought a new microphone. Sorry.
He's always been my favorite of the group, and I love his more aggressive, hardcore attitude about everything. He also has the best character moments and chemistry with his other three brothers throughout the various incarnations. I especially love his rivalry with Leo and his constant teasing towards Mikey, plus size are just inherently awesome.
Awesome.
Okay, TKDT Gray says, I have two. The first is Spider-Man. What nerd wouldn't want to be a kick-ass nerdy superhero in New York City with a smart mouth and can invent basically anything spider-related? Who else can have a spider car and huge spider robot? My second would be Iron Fist. His skills are based in martial arts and mystical powers. That screams superhero I need to be.
Excuse me. Sorry, no. I knew if I started reading and then that happened, it would have just stopped my stuttering already. Ryan Seth Luke, one of our guys with three names, says, I've always had a bit of affinity for the lesser-known guys. Heroes like Adam Strange, The Weird. Oh, there's a guy called The Weird? I don't know, So Weird. I remember that show. No, only one? Okay. You know, the guys that are so out of the spotlight that even bigger comic fans haven't read anything of their stuff. If I had to pick one, though, I think it'd be The Question. Not this question. If you had picked This Question as your favorite hero, that would be the best answer to any question of all time. But The Question, I'm always drawn to the more... What the fuck?
Nihilistic. The word's nihilistic.
That's the first time I've ever encountered that word. It's like encountering new Pokemon. Nihilistic detective style, you know? They're just about anything else. What the fuck does that mean? Is it like Niles, the butler from The Nanny? Like, he's like, oh, Miss Babcock.
The question... Good lord. The question, voiced in Justice League Limited by Jeffrey Combs, who was in three different Star Trek series, he is a detective... And he wears, like, this mask that gives him no face.
Isn't that Rorschach? Oh, no, he has a face.
That's what I was going to say.
And he pretty much thinks everything's a conspiracy. He finds a way to link everything to some kind of weird conspiracy theory. It's kind of funny, and, you know, actually.
Is Mom a hooker?
He's a hooker? What?
Is he ever broke hot oil in a guy's face in prison?
No, but he gets involved with Huntress.
Is that that one chick that was, like, in the yellow suit? I don't remember her name from Watchmen.
No.
Oh, no. I got killed by him.
So anyway, next up is Chief Mosses?
Hef Moses.
Okay, he says, I've always liked the Green Lantern because of his power ring. Loved that. Batman was another favorite of mine because all his gadgets in his utility belt. Carrot. _carrot. That's cool.
Also, oh baby.
Oh yes.
So Lawrence Tubbs says, Booster Gold! Come on, man, he's so golden. I see what you did there.
Thanks, Brian.
I was still stuck on Miss Babcock.
Well, I couldn't.
Oh, God.
Like, legit stumped me. Like, I didn't even see the I there. I'm like, can N and H even go next to each other at the beginning of a word? Like, it took me a minute. I mean, regarding my stupid jokes aside, sometimes it's just words you don't know. I'm just saying. But I think the idea of using the word nihilistic to describe a superhero as being like Niles is very efficient. Oh, Miss Babcock. And he just ran around like insulting Miss Babcock. I think they started sleeping together at one point.
Yeah, they did. They,
you know, the whole show was just everyone saying each other's name formally. Oh, Miss Babcock. Oh, Miss Fine.
Mr. Sheffield.
That was the whole show. I just summarized the whole show. You don't even need to confirm that now.
Oh my god.
I'm show. Banana.
Someone answer the question because I'm currently dead.
Okay. I probably mentioned it or at least somewhere, but Spider-Man is my favorite hero just because I find him to be, like a lot of people, it's a generic answer, but I find him to be pretty relatable. And I like how he's like the live action version of an internet troll to villains. hold on. I need to find Eric Beltran. I like how he says that about, because the same thing for me is I hate spiders, but like, I love Spider-Man, and that's like true for a lot of things. Even as much as I hate to bring it up, KO mentioned like I hate V, but like all these heroes and shit based on V's, they have the coolest fucking costumes.
Yeah.
Sure, if a bat in my face, I wouldn't like it either, but I like Batman. It's like, it's really funny that way.
Yeah, I mean, I like Dawson. Dawson's gay. Wait, no. So I really like Batman and Green Arrow and the Green Lantern. Those are kind of like my top heroes. Just because, like, with like Batman and Green Arrow, he has no real powers. It's just kind of like they're self-trained. I mean, sure, they're both exceedingly wealthy, and so that's how they pay for all their crap. But in a lot of ways, it's just like sheer training and force of will that they made themselves so good.
I think it was Seth.
The Green Lantern has that ring, so.
On Attack of the Show, like, I love how he put it, because I said it was favorite hero, and he said because it was Batman, and he said, because he's just a dude in a suit, and he's just crazy. Like, how is that not scary?
Just a dude in a suit. And
plus, he goes around with a young boy following around all the time. Who wouldn't want that? No.
Apparently, he saved Joffrey, and that's, like, a big deal. I don't know who that is.
The Joffrey, that's the, isn't that the Toys R Us giraffe?
Like, it's some hidden character on Game of Thrones, and he was the little kid that he saved in Batman Begins, and people are making a big deal about it now.
Oh. I hate that little son of a bitch.
Where are the drugs? That's all I'm... Damn drugs. We still don't know after 3 movies. They left that dangling.
You know what I have that's dangling?
Oh, God.
Oh,
Brian, do you have an answer?
Your penis.
That's your favorite superhero? Me too.
It's the best superhero ever.
Put a little cape on it and a mask.
Oh my god.
That's disgusting.
Penis man.
Green Lantern has always been my favorite DC, just because, I don't know, it's just always been really cool. Like, I can do anything with the stupid ass ring.
The stupid ass ring.
And then Iron Man was always my favorite Marvel, just because it's kind of like the whole Batman thing. Like, there's nothing, like, super about him. He's just a rich guy in an outfit.
Iron Man's a douchebag.
But I think that's why I like him, too, is because I like sarcastic, witty douchebag characters. Like, that's why I like Tendo.
That's why he likes me.
It's kind of the way Spider-Man is, to a little bit lesser extent.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a different extent.
Because Iron Man was always like my number one favorite when I was little, just because I always thought he was awesome. But Nightwing's up there too, just because I like Robin. I always tended to like Robin more than Batman because I was always that guy that was like, all the secondary characters cooler because nobody loves him.
Like, yay, main characters!
That's just Brian was always the secondary character in life.
Yeah.
Till now. Brian's like the main character of RR.
Yeah, well.
These things happen.
By the time we get to the sixth season or whatever Ultimate Alien is, you guys will get the storylines.
RR Ultimate whatever. I don't know what we'll be called.
Ultimate Stupidity.
Ultimate Stupidity, there we go.
Ultimate
season 6, The Streets 5, yeah. Still trying to find our way out.
Still like season 5, The Streets Forever.
See, I never really liked all those Marvel heroes until they started making movies. And then I had a new, appreciation for them, and I really like a lot of the Marvel heroes. Mostly because a lot of them were cast appropriately. I say most because
I want to know what Marvel does. Like, where they found the portal to pull out people. Like, they pulled Aunt May out, they found her, and then Thor. That dude is Thor. They found him. It's, ridiculous. I mean,
that is Iron Man.
They stole Johnny Storm to play Captain America. But that's fine, because he was fucking Human Torch. There we go. I wanted to call him Blast so badly.
They're going
to
reboot that anyway, so they don't need him again.
Yeah. And I really like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Yeah, he does a good job.
And actually, I like Patrick Stewart and the gay guy. Shit, I can't think of his name now.
Oh, Gandalf.
Why don't Gandalf. Ian McKellen? There we go. Yeah. My brain farted for a second. He made out with Jimmy Fallon on Saturday Night Live one night. It's hilarious.
Gosh.
He was dressed as Dame Judi Dench, and he started making out with Jimmy Fallon.
Although I like how, with that guy, they were going to do Magneto Origin, and he's like, no, I'm too bloody old to do it now. And they're like, three Hobbit movies? Yes. I guess all he has to do is walk around in a cane and a wizard hat, so I guess a little... but if Magneto, all he has to do is stand there in a metal hat and move his hands around. I'm not sure what the problem is here.
The Magneto Origin ended up becoming X-Men Origins or something.
Yeah, I know.
Which I'm fine with, because that movie was awesome.
It was.
First Class?
Damn it.
Shut up.
I'm not even going to say anything, because I was totally on board with him. Yeah, Origins, man. It was that time I'm how come they're not releasing this with the movie? What am I talking about? The movie's already out. What were we even talking about? The damn Rider movie, Megamax.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, why didn't you stop me? That was a good idea at the time.
I did First Class, that was fun. I can't breathe.
They need to do a Batman Beyond movie.
Yes, they do.
I really liked that idea that Ultra Punch had about casting someone as old Bruce Wayne, but cast someone that's old enough now to be young Bruce Wayne, just put him in old makeup so that he can be Batman in the Justice League movie.
Mm.
At this point, as fast as they try to go, they just need to do the Justice League movie first to be different from Marvel and then split it off. I know I've been saying that, but it's they're really trying to get this shit together. And it's not going to happen if they're trying to... even if they speed up and do it at Marvel speed, we'll see it by 2020 or something like that. By the time Phil the Future becomes in existence.
Yeah, DC's in a pretty big shithole when it comes to films.
We got Batman ending, and even if it wasn't, that Batman doesn't fit into the fantastical DC universe. They just have Superman. They're giving up on Green Lantern too soon.
Yeah.
Well, the whole, putting somebody in old makeup, that's what they did for the Emperor in Star Wars. The guy was really young in Return of the Jedi, and they just made him look old. Of course, then they had to make him look young for the other three movies, but that's beside the point.
It is pretty funny. But that's what they should do.
Yep.
What's even funnier is that Palpatine was played by a guy named Ian in the movies and then voiced by a different guy named Ian in the cartoon for Clone Wars.
I think he died.
He did. He was, Ganthet.
What, Genta?
Ganthet.
Oh.
Green Lantern.
Don't die.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't die, he did die.
The one who made the Blue Lantern.
We're talking about the Emperor, we know he died. Well, technically he didn't, because in the other universe he got cloned or something, and I don't know.
He got cloned a billion times, and then he Sith...
Crazy.
He Sith wizardry magic thing his spirit into the clones and just kept coming back till they finally killed all the clone bodies and he couldn't do it anymore.
That's what you get. Don't go to Wikipedia just to look up one thing. It doesn't happen.
Don't go to anything with a pedia at the end. That's what I learned. But yeah, oh yeah, the expanded universe is pretty freaky and sometimes.
Woo!
In my pants, there's a big pants on my ass.
Cool. So now it's time for
final things. I got the thingy, and it's not final.
So something about Twitter questions.
Yep, send in your Twitter questions for next week.
Question.
Hashtag RR podcast question at official RR. Did I do it right this time?
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't listening.
Thanks.
No.
Thanks to everyone who answered the Facebook question. There'll be another one next week. 2 weeks, I don't know. At some point when I remember.
It'll probably happen. Up the day before we record. Like, here. You know.
It's probably like 3 days because I'm like, oh, fuck.
Twitter. No,
that's next week. We can't start that segment now. That would be just crazy time travel stuff.
Crazy.
Cray.
Crayon.
Marty, we've got to go back to the future.
Yay.
Need roads. You ruined my line. I was getting it on the need roads part.
So roads.
Need roads. There we go.
Yay!
Oh shit, now it's over.